Now it's on.
We're recording.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. I don't want to say hey yet.
Here we go.
Life's not like Flynn, and you've done all you can. You may need a new plan. Call the helpful snowman.
All of Colorado.
Yeah.
Right.
It's impressive. A little beat up on my 1 year.
Oh, shit.
I had another if I'd stayed.
Yeah, you missed out.
Big like it.
Big time.
Fuck you.
This will be exciting.
Is this your fuck you to all the sound cowboy complainers?
So,
yeah, you're like,
all right, we'll do Beach Boys then.
Yeah. Enjoy.
Yeah, like this.
Actually, I think you already did your fuck you when it was, I'm walking on sunshine. Car, and she cruises through the hamburger stand now.
Seems she forgot all about the library.
Remember when this used to be
like
music?
Told her
yeah.
Well, I guess this is on the radio.
The radio
it's so archy.
Right?
As she can now. And she'll have fun to the
cruising with my best lady.
Do you ever think about how, because the Beach Boys are really cheesy.
Yes.
But I do like how they harmonize all together. Yeah. And I'm like, man, if they would have come out in like the 2000s, they could have been pretty awesome.
I mean, I think that
they're talking about more serious shit.
Oh, if they were like the GOP and the Democrats should get along
crazy.
Better. Or like, what do you want? I mean, more serious, like Katrina sucks and these people. What do you? Let's
no,
give
like,
me
more emotional. Like, you know, I don't know.
Oh, so if they harmonize to like, love is ephemeral, but sometimes you find a
yeah,
lady.
Yeah.
You know, I think any band that did like the harmonizing, no matter what they sing about, it automatically sounds more serious and
it
better.
Does.
So like the Eagles.
Yeah.
Like when you listen to the actual songs of some of them where they're harmonizing, you're like, that's not very deep.
It's kind of a silly song.
Yeah, but when you hear it, you're like, yeah.
It is true. It does help. Definitely. That's all I'm saying. They could. I don't know why no one's repeated the Beach Boys formula.
I can't think of anybody recently. You're absolutely right. I mean, even pop people are like one guy, right?
Yeah.
Like the Beeb. Or
they're like, sometimes they'll put an effect, you know, and they'll sing over themselves.
Right.
But only like twice.
That's true.
Not
every
five
song.
Five times.
Who, I'm trying to, now this is a mission, which isn't good radio, so I'll stop. But in my head, I'm trying to figure out the last like harmonizing pop band. Because
oh,
you're right.
Man. I mean, yeah.
Beach Boys and.
NKOTB.
New Kids on the Block?
Yeah.
Didn't they harmonize a lot?
I feel like they did.
You know what? I bet Boys to Men did too.
Oh, Boys to Men,
yeah.
For sure. Oh, you know what? I do know the last harmonizing group that I was into.
Hold I'm on. Excited to hear this already. Megadeth.
No. This is why they were a hit.
Oh, man. Are they still a band? Are
somebody,
they still alive?
Somebody at work was like, you're never going to guess who's in Denver tonight.
Oh.
And I was like, probably. Go ahead. She was like, Bone Thugs.
Did you shit yourself right there?
I was just like, hold on. Are they still, they're still a band? She's like, yeah, they put out an album like 10, no, like
oh,
last year. I was like, what the fuck?
Yeah. Like,
what was on it?
Probably new. Yeah, that's a great question. What is new Bone Thugs?
I have
what does
no
Bone
idea.
Thug 2010 sound like now? That's, oh, you didn't go? You weren't like,
no,
two tickets
I mean,
to Paradise.
Here's the thing. They were expensive because it was Bone Thugs, Snoop Dogg, and Ice Cube, who's taking a break from making RV Part 3 or something.
That guy is the antithesis of gangsta now, but he still seems to get cred.
I just saw a preview for a movie that he was going to be in.
Ooh.
I mean, it's probably old
the
now.
The Babysitter 5 or something?
No, he like, you know, okay, so he's hard from the streets.
Right.
And he has a family.
Okay.
And they move into, like, the country. He's like, this is how we should grow up, away from the hustle and bustle.
Oh, God.
The hustling and bustling.
And then what happens? Does the hustling and bustling come to him?
Oh, he,
can
like,
you take
tries
the
to
ghetto?
Handyman the house, okay. You know, and there's, like, a part where he's fishing and, you know, it drags him in the lake.
Right.
There's a lot of pratfalls. There
yeah.
are, like, 8 pratfalls in the preview.
Oh, God. So he's a man out of his... Yeah. Trapped in a world he never made. Howard Duck style.
Don't forget my Uncle
Howard
Charles.
Q. Duck.
Yeah, I mean, and you know, there's a lot of parts where they're like, well, I think everything's going to be all right. And then the chandelier falls on the table.
I can't.
And then he's like, well, at least the table's strong. And then the table collapses, you know?
Every like, new, great. Like, you know, black guy in the burbs or meet the Fockers, children's yeah. aunts, nieces. I fucking comedies suck.
It was pretty bad. I mean, the preview was bad.
Yeah.
And it had a lot of canned sound effects that you recognize. Mm. Like, do you... Sometimes I watch previews and I recognize, like, they'll import a scream, for example.
Right.
And you're like, I've heard this on yes. a lot of things. Or there's a sound effect they use in a lot of movies that's from Doom.
Okay.
And it's of a door opening in Doom, but they use it for a lot of other shit.
Like what?
Anything mechanical.
Oh. So we
it's like... And yeah. you're like, what the fuck? That's from Doom, right? You know? And I'm like, I know that sound. Can you? No one has another sound.
No.
That's a mechanical door opening.
Hey.
Ever.
They're union sounds.
That's true.
You don't go outside. That's crazy.
Well, welcome to our show.
Hey, everybody. It's going to be a good one.
Me and Alec today.
Indeed.
So I wanted to tell a tale. I had an interesting Friday.
All right.
I wanted to tell you about it,
a
see
good
what
Friday?
You thought about it. Yeah. yeah. No, bad Friday.
Okay, I'm more excited now. I went like, okay.
So, I had to take my car into a guy to get the brakes fixed. Totally fine.
Okay.
But, halfway through the day Friday, my mom called me and left a message, which is unusual, because I had just seen her
right.
for her birthday.
Right. So you hoped not to have to hear from her for another week and a half.
Yeah, I was like, we're set.
Yeah.
You know, I've done my obligation as son.
Yes.
And
son number two.
Yeah.
In every
second
way that
favorite
that means.
Son.
Yeah, I was like...
More than enough.
Yeah, okay, good.
We went out for her birthday, too, because I was like, where do you want to go for your birthday? And she's like, how about that Middle Eastern place I like? And I was like, you mean the only Middle Eastern place?
Right, right. You know? You're like, which one?
Yeah.
You're like, the one on 8th or the one...
yeah. Which I like the place, but you know what the one problem is? Mm. The manager, owner guy is there all the time.
Does he do that chatty
tiny,
thing?
Yes.
Oh.
And it's a house.
Oh,
so you're
it's even
there,
worse.
It's okay, but then he comes by the table and he's got his hands in his pockets. Mm. He's like, you like the food? And we're like, it's great.
Right.
And he's like, okay. And then he leaves. And then he comes back a second time. You know, my mom had this stew and he's like, you like? And she's like, it's very good. And he's like, some people like, some people do not like. And I'm like
giving you the rundown
Jesus
of what
fucking
people.
Christ. Yeah, yeah, I was yeah. like, okay. Because, unlike other foods, which some people,
everyone likes,
yeah.
or no one likes.
Yeah.
And you know what's the worst part about that is that when people, what are you going to say? Actually, it's shit.
This
is your home.
Yeah.
And I know that you made it, and I'm not the type of person to fucking split hairs. It's terrible.
Thank you for welcoming me into your home.
Yeah.
I think you're shit. I think your food is shit. I hate your people. I don't
you're probably
find them to be appropriate.
You smell.
Yeah.
I don't like your clothes.
Now
yeah.
I know what the smell is
yeah.
when I see you in public. You know, so it's like, it's awkward, but it's pretty good.
Good. Oh, I'm glad.
So,
I.
Yeah, so we had the dinner, and I was like, I probably won't hear from her for a couple weeks.
Was it an emergency then?
Yes, her car broke down.
Oh, wow.
Now.
Okay.
I've been riding my motorcycle during the week
because right.
I needed new brakes. So like, I'll just ride the motorcycle. She is not a fan of the motorcycle.
Okay.
You know, when I got the motorcycle, she said to me, you know, I was like, Mom, I bought a motorcycle. I took the class. I'm pretty excited.
Right.
And she was like, can you afford it? And I was like, well, yeah, I mean, I've been saving.
Right.
You know, I
right.
took the class in October. I bought it in March.
Right.
You know, and
answering the question very, yeah,
yeah,
earnestly.
And she was like, no. I mean, can you afford to put wheelchair ramps on your house? I was like, thanks for being supportive.
Yeah, you're like, wow, that was the most like awesome. That's a real smackdown. You got told by your mom.
I was shocked. Yeah. I didn't know what to say.
Wow.
So then, you know, I was like, well, okay, thanks.
Yeah, you don't say, yes, actually, I also budgeted in the wheelchair ramp.
I know, yeah. What are you going to say? It's your mom. You're not like, shut your fucking face.
Fuck you. Can yeah. you afford it when I break your fucking jaw?
Yeah, about
and you
that.
Need to get it wired back.
Enjoy telling that story at the hospital. What happened? Oh, I smart mouthed my son. They're going to love it. So,
okay.
Not a fan of the motorcycle.
Yes, clearly.
So, you know, I was like, well, you know, so her car broke down. She's like, I'm not far from home, you know, whatever. I'm going to call AAA and have them tow it home. I was like, all right, well, I would come pick you up, but I'm on my motorcycle.
Right.
So, you know, my car is also getting fixed. And she's like, all right, we had this long discussion because she was like, do you think I should get it towed to the shop and blah, blah, blah. And I was like, no, because she literally was going to go to the dealership that day.
Okay.
Because she's been, it's time for her to get a new car.
Okay. Oh, so this wasn't a dealership for the 6 month oil change and checkup.
No,
this
yeah.
was a was I gonna, need a fucking
she's
new.
Like, I need a new car. Okay. Whatever. And
does she still drive that green thing?
Yeah. I mean, she's had this.
Wow.
Okay. I drove this car and scraped the side of it on the garage like when I was a sophomore in high school.
Yeah. She had this green thing when you guys had that fucking station wagon.
Right.
This was wasn't
this was
those,
probably
those were tandem.
Like year 2000.
Wow.
Maybe. 98 to 2000.
Okay, so she's got 12 to 15 years of
serious
yeah.
driving.
Yeah.
All so, right. I mean, it's done its part.
Okay.
So, and she knew it was time. And she's been looking at, you know, car loans and whatnot. So then, so she's like, I don't know, should I get it towed to a shop or whatever? And I was like, I don't know, man. Like, if you're thinking about getting a new car, it's probably time to pull the trigger.
Sinking $1,000 into, like, just getting it to run to drive home.
Right.
And then it's still a piece of shit that you're not going to get your money out of.
Yes.
Or, yeah. I'm with you, man.
So, you know, we had a discussion about it. Yeah. And then she got it towed home, and she's like, I'm going to go to the dealership. And I was like, all right, you know. Well, I'm sure if you call them and say you're wanting to look at a car, they'll come pick you up.
Yeah.
They'll do that.
Of course
shit,
they will.
They'll do anything.
They want a sale. That's the easiest thing for them. Yep.
Yeah.
She didn't do it.
They're like me with a girlfriend. Where she's like, come pick me up 5 miles away. And I'm like, absolutely.
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah.
Can I'll I bring right you a there. Flowers?
What kind of car would you like me to bring?
So,
I'll lay paper mats on the floor for you.
Classy.
So, but she was like, I don't want them to know I don't have a car. Because she's like, I don't want them to, I know. It gets better.
Okay.
You know, and I was like, just tell them that you have a car, but your son's borrowing it.
Perfect. Dude, you just got around her issue right then.
I know. And she's like, oh, yeah, like they haven't heard that one before.
And did you explain to her that, no, they haven't? You paranoid old lady. No offense. I love you, man.
I know.
But like, you're like, they're going to try to fuck you regardless. They're not going to fuck
they're
you 20%
like,
more.
Well, she has a
they're
car.
Like,
she
needs
need
this. Us. Oh, this woman's going to get.
Probably buying a Toyota Corolla just because she's a car enthusiast. We should pause and say, I, my mom is very dear to me.
No, this is not, yeah.
But,
no.
Okay.
Every, okay, yeah, no,
she
I don't want anybody to think
like
what,
the rest
that we're,
of us.
Yeah, yeah. No, this isn't like a judgment on her. This is
no.
trying to say like, well, it's a judgment.
It's going to go further. All right, that's why I had to say, let's just preface this with I've said much worse
you,
about
mom.
Myself. Yeah, and I love you, mom. Okay, so she's like, I'll just take the bus to the dealership. And I was like, all right, well, so you're just going to walk up, and they're going to be like, she clearly doesn't need us.
I mean, yeah. How? Okay, I'm keep going.
Yeah, so I was like, all right, well, I mean, let me know.
Yeah,
call
God
me if
speed.
You need something.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe 45, and I'm at work.
Okay.
You know, but I was like, I'm going to just keep my phone handy, because
yeah.
she might need something,
you
whatever.
You want to help your mom out. Yeah, she doesn't usually, yeah. Okay.
Right. So she calls me maybe 45 minutes later.
Okay.
And leaves me a message. I didn't get it because I wasn't, you know, at my desk. And she leaves me this bizarre message.
Okay.
That's like, hey, you know what? I'm still at the dealership, but I'll meet you at the frozen yogurt place in about half an hour.
I'll
I know I said
you?
It'd be now, but it's going to be about another half hour.
Oh, it's a lie. Oh,
it was.
She was doing this. Did you figure this out?
Not then.
Oh.
Because she left this really elaborate, like,
okay.
hey, we're supposed to meet up, blah, blah, blah. And I was like, what the fuck?
Right.
And I was like, maybe she called. She's not the best with the phone.
Yeah.
So I was like, maybe she's supposed to meet somebody there.
Right. She doesn't know she's talking to P. David Dirk.
Right.
She's talking to friend from work.
So I call her back.
Right.
And she's like, and I was said, oh, I think you left me a message that's maybe for someone else.
Okay.
I don't know. And she was like, oh, no, that's for you. And I was like, okay.
You're like, did you have a seizure? Or I mean, I'm sorry,
know,
not
like,
a seizure. Did you have a, what are those things called?
A stroke.
Yeah.
And I
yeah.
was like, listen, I forget a lot of things, but I'm 100% sure
we didn't
that we're
plans.
Not meeting for frozen yogurt.
Right. Right.
I don't eat frozen yogurt.
Yeah, you're not having Frogurt.
I don't think you do either.
Right.
I don't know. And she was like, that message was for you. And she's like, you know what? I'll just call you back when I'm done. And I was like, all right. So then I figured out, I was like, oh, she's doing, I don't know
she's
what
she's doing.
She's
playing a game. She's doing some elaborate,
right.
like, yeah,
for
this.
For some reason, had
salesman.
To leave me a message about whatever.
Which is hilarious. Like, that's going to get her, okay, but anyway.
So then
okay.
I was like, all right, fine. Maybe a half hour later, she calls back, and I pick up, and she's like, hey, I'm at the dealership right now. I can picture her
in the bathroom.
Curled. Yeah.
She's like huddled so that no one hears her.
Hey. And she's like, this is her literal phrase. She's like,
God.
I'm trying to pull a ruse here.
I was like,
all right, yeah. 007.
Yeah, you're like, you got this. Mama Bird to Baby Eagle. Fucking.
And, you know, I was like, I kind of figured that's what was going
right,
on.
Right.
I don't know why. I don't, you know, and I was like, so your ruse is that I dropped you off there in your car and drove it over to the yogurt place across the street, and I'm not going to pick you up.
Like, I mean, these people
the
don't
fuck?
Care.
No.
Once they sell the car, they don't watch you. They're like, follower. Follow Mrs. Monahan or Dirk? What does she go by now?
Monahan.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Follow Ms. Monahan.
Right,
make
right.
sure that she gets her son.
Princess Toadstool's leaving the Mushroom Kingdom. This is Super Mario. I'm following.
Mario Mario?
So I was like, yeah, I got, you know, and halfway through, she's like, I don't want them to know I don't have a car. Oh, okay. Well, you know what? I'm still here. I think it's going to be, how long is it going to be? Oh, an hour. Okay,
oh,
I'll meet
God.
You in an hour. And I was like, all right, that's fine.
That's, yeah, you're like, this is fun.
This is great.
Yeah, you should have said something she couldn't respond to. Like,
yeah,
you should have either swore or just been like, I don't know.
Nude.
Yeah,
bye.
You really should have.
Well, it gets better.
All right.
So then maybe a half hour later, she calls me again. Mm-hmm. And this time, I pick up and I'm like, hey. And she's like, hey. You know, and she says, do you know when your brother's leaving town? And
oh, my God.
Okay, for anyone who doesn't know, my brother lives in Arizona. He's not home. This has no relevance.
This is more rusing. This is part of the ruse, everyone.
And I immediately was like, this is part of the ruse. But, you know, she's like, do you know when your brother's leaving? And I was like, I don't know.
Right.
And she was like, well, I thought, I didn't know if it was Sunday or Monday, but I figured that if he was leaving on Sunday, then I could just give him my car and he could drive it home. And then I just sat
there.
It gets
confusing.
Like,
you're like, what am I supposed to, this is
exactly,
a test
I
now.
Was like, I don't know
do
what you
say,
want me to say.
Right. You're like, okay, or no, no, no.
Yeah.
Like,
oh, he's leaving Saturday. What? I have no fucking,
you
I don't
have
know
no
what
frame
your ruse
of
is.
Yeah.
I don't know what the point of this is.
This is insane.
Yeah.
So what did you say, I don't know what you want me, did you take
I literally
yeah,
said,
like,
I was like, I do not know what you want me to say.
And did she
this.
Just pretend that you
and
said
she
what
was
you
like,
wanted?
Okay.
Yep.
Well, if you don't know, that's okay. We'll figure it out.
Oh my God.
And she's like, I'll probably be another half hour. And I was like, okay.
Okay.
20 minutes later, she calls again.
Holy shit.
And
you're
I was
still
like,
at work.
No.
Right.
I'm not picking up. I mean, that's enough.
Right.
I've played the game.
Yeah.
I've done the
you're
ruse.
Being her go-to call.
Yes.
She might as well call
411.
Yep.
And just be like, hey, son.
Yep. And they could you be know. Like, yeah, I hear you. So you didn't answer because you're a horrible
no,
son.
No, because, well, and I was just like, okay. I mean, I was up for the game until the point where she was like, do you know when your brother's leaving? Because then we could, and I was like, what? I don't even understand what you're doing
what
right
are,
now.
I was just going to say, I think, she, you know what? She is tying her web that she's weaving
she's,
is becoming
yeah.
too tight.
It
she's,
is.
She's doing this to herself. When yeah. she's like, hello, gentlemen, my yeah. son, I have two sons. They don't care.
My name is Mary. I have two sons, each smarter than the last. Let me tell you a puzzle. My one son fell down a well.
You remember Super Mario RPG?
Yeah.
When you had to figure out which one did the triathlon and which one
yes.
won the bike? Yeah, that's what this is.
It was insane.
Okay, so.
And you know, at that point, I was just super over it.
Yeah,
so
I don't
like,
blame you.
I'm not answering.
And you answered three times.
Yes.
That's, dude, third time's a charm.
And after the one, I was like, okay, this enough is enough.
Yeah.
So maybe an hour later, she called me three times, like right in a row. So then And she
did
left
you
me a message.
Answer? Oh, you listen.
And I was,
okay.
And she's like, hey, well, I bought a car, but they're not going to have it here till maybe Monday.
Right.
So I'm walking home.
Oh, my
she's
God.
She's like, I thought maybe if it's possible, you could come pick me up on your motorcycle.
Ooh.
I know.
Sweet, sweet. Whatever. I'm not good with words right now. Ever. No, that's got to feel so good where you're like, hey.
I was like, well.
Hey, mom.
Well.
The worm is
I
turned.
Don't know. Can you afford wheelchair ramps on your house?
I hope you said something. Did you at least give her a little shit?
All
right.
I call her back and I was like, well, I mean, yeah, if that's what you want,
right,
I can.
Right.
Yes. Can I physically carry you on my motorcycle? Yes.
Yeah. We can both drive on it.
You weigh like 100 pounds.
Right, right.
She's tiny.
She's a tiny lady.
So I was like, yeah, I mean, if that's what you want. She's like, all right, well, here's where I am. And I was like, are you sure?
Right.
Because, you know, I know you're not a fan.
Do you have an extra helmet?
No.
Oh, so did you let her? Okay, keep going. I don't know.
So I was like, all right, well, I mean, at this point, I was off of work.
Right.
So I was like, I'll come get you.
Nice.
You know, so I drive out there and she's standing there, you know, and so.
How far from her home is this?
A couple of good miles.
Yeah.
Probably a good couple miles.
So something
and
she
it was
doesn't
hot.
Wanna, yeah, no, I'm with you. I don't blame her for saying, could you give me a ride?
I don't either. I mean, any normal person would, but right. I was just like, after you made such a big stink about the motorcycle. So I go get her. She's standing there, and I pull up next to her, you know, on the bike.
It's like, what's up, lady?
Yeah. Hey, babe.
You know how bikers call their girlfriends the old lady,
mm-hmm.
but some people call their dad the old man?
Yeah.
Well, your old lady's literally your mom.
Literally my old lady.
Your old lady is fucking... You got to feel like a man when you're cruising with your mom.
I've literally, too, driven with two people on the back.
Okay.
One was my old girlfriend.
Okay.
We drove to the grocery store. It was terrible. You know, and it was, I don't know why. It was just not.
Just wasn't fun
didn't
or
work
hot.
Work out. I think I wasn't as good at
turning
being
yet.
On the motorcycle.
Yeah.
And I'd never ridden with anyone.
So it was scary for you. You're like, I don't want to hurt you.
Yeah. Yeah. It was. I was really scared. But, you know, my mom.
She got a good ride because you're experienced now.
Yeah, because now I knew what I was doing.
All right.
And, you know, and so I put the pegs down and I was like, all right, well, here's where you're going to sit.
Right.
Put your feet on the pegs and don't put them
don't
down.
Don't touch this
That's
thing. It'll
all
hurt.
You have to do. Yep. Yeah. And I was like, the pipes are hot.
Yeah.
So be careful. That's it.
Yeah.
And I was like,
has she
probably...
ever ridden? Did you ask her if she'd ever ridden on the
I
back
did.
Of a bike? Good.
Yeah.
Good.
The answer is no.
So her first motorcycle ride ever in her life. Yeah. It's on the back of yours.
With their son.
Fucking sweet.
So then, I think my phone's ringing. It's fine.
Okay.
You could, so she gets, you know, I was like, all right, put your feet up here. Don't put them down.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, just get close to me, you know, and just do what I do.
Right.
Everything's going to be cool.
Yeah.
You know, and she was getting ready to get on. I was like, do you want to wear this helmet? And she's like, no. And I was like, I would feel
I'd be
more
comfortable if
you
wore
did.
The helmet. Dude, you're right to do that.
Yeah.
What happens when you get sideswiped and your fucking mom is dead
right.
and you're alive and you feel like you're responsible? No.
Yeah.
She needs to wear the brain bucket.
Yeah. But we had a mini argument over it because I was like, I feel like I'd rather you wore it.
Yeah.
And she was like, I'm old. It doesn't matter.
Wow. And you're like, Mom, do we need to have a real talk?
I know. And I was like, Jesus Christ. We need a hard heart here. And then she was like, no, it doesn't matter, you know, and I was like, I don't know, and she's like, no, you need to wear it, and I was like, all right.
You can't, yeah,
I mean,
your mom wins.
How long am I going to argue?
Right. You but get you sideswiped by a car and both die while you're arguing on the side of the road about who's going to wear the helmet.
So my favorite part, she's getting ready to get on the bike,
right.
And she's like, listen, if I die,
oh my God,
you and your brother split everything 50-50. I was like, oh, you mean the estate? That includes a car that has 200,000 miles on it that doesn't run?
You didn't
Is that
say
what
this,
we're talking about?
Or did you
yes,
say that?
I was like, what are you talking about?
She doesn't want you to fight
Everything
over that couch. She doesn't want you to fight over that dictionary. It's a nice dictionary.
It's just like...
All right?
She's a lovely woman. She has a wonderful home. But I was like, I mean, we're not Rockefellers. I think we'll be fine.
Dude, if there are three dishes at the top, each one of you gets one. And then you figure it out on the last one.
I know.
You don't get all three.
This is the lady who, a couple weeks ago on this podcast, I was describing how she had like a 20-year-old kitchen timer.
I remember. That was a
like,
good one,
what
too.
The fuck?
I know. What You're like, split? I'll get you two. Are you still getting her that for her birthday?
Oh, I've got
good.
It.
Good. All right.
And, you know, and I was like, when you say everything,
right.
I mean, what
is there something you don't know about?
Yeah. the treasure of Sierra Madre that you found in your youth.
So what did she respond? Was she annoyed with your
I
aloof?
Mean, I think she was just in the zone because she had just purchased a new car.
Okay.
And she's like, oh, my God.
Yeah.
You know?
Life has changed. This is a big deal.
It's a big deal. But I was like, you're commuting. It's going to be fine. I told her. I was like, you know what? Worrying about your car breaking down every day is way worse than worrying about paying
shit.
$300 bucks a month.
Yeah.
And she's got no interest for 5 years.
I was going to say, she's responsible enough. I don't think this
she's
is going to
be fine.
I think she will be too. And did you assure her that most people don't die on motorcycles in town?
Right.
2 miles away from their home on 35-mile-an-hour roads in Greeley, Colorado?
And I was like, I'll be safe. Don't worry. I was like, I'm a pretty safe driver.
Yeah.
I'm not a crazy guy.
Right. You're going to hot dog it with your mom.
Yeah, I know. Do a wheelie. <You know>?
Like, no, do those reverse wheelies where you're up on the front tire. Yeah. And you're like, wah. Yep.
You know, I was like, okay, I want you to sit on the back, put your feet here. This is where the flames come out, shooting out the back. This is going to be great. This is my light up skull.
Yep. You know? It's neon.
Yeah. If we see any of our fellow members of our motorcycle club,
right,
make sure and properly salute.
I'm Sam Crow.
Yeah.
I recently went nomad, so they're not going to shoot
at
us.
A little awkward.
But you're going to need to make sure you don't make prolonged eye contact.
Yeah, don't acknowledge.
No.
I'll handle it.
Because Ron will kill you.
Hellboy's out there. So we get on the bike.
All right.
So here's the thing. I have like a tiny motorcycle.
Right.
So it's
yeah,
like,
you can't go that fast with two people, right?
Right.
Yeah.
It's fun, but you have to drive it different.
Okay.
You kind of have to really like floor it.
Okay.
I don't know what you call it on a motorcycle.
Floor it sounds right.
Yeah, you floor it.
Yeah, I don't know.
Even though there's no flooring.
Pedal to the metal. I don't know. You're right.
Because you twist.
Yeah, you really got to twist it.
You twist fast.
Okay.
Twist fastest.
Don't pretend I haven't been on the back of your motorcycle. You're telling the audience, not me.
So I was just like, all right, well, here we go, you know? And so we turned the corner.
Okay.
You know, I'm kind of going faster.
Is she gripping,
trying to shift.
Like, oh. Dying, like freaking the fuck out?
The first time I shifted gears, she was just like, okay, you don't need to do that. And I was like,
yes, I do.
I'm sorry.
You're
yeah,
like,
I don't know what to tell you. We are
wow.
on a motorcycle.
Wow.
So, you know, we're driving.
Okay.
And we, you know, and I was trying to be like, drive cool,
yeah,
be
yeah.
fine.
You're very, yes.
And, you know, we get to this long light, and I was just kind of talking to her. I was like, so, I mean, what kind of car did you get?
Right.
She's like, I got a Corolla, but it is black.
Oh,
you know?
That's
and
a
I was
problem.
Like, oh, because you get so many fucking car washes. That's going
to
be, you
know.
Know.
They're harder to keep clean, Peter. I don't know if
yeah.
you've heard. Yeah.
So I take
say,
her.
Peter, don't talk. Keep your mind
right.
on the road.
Focus.
Yeah.
Focus.
Please.
So we get to the, you know, she was going to rent a car
okay.
for the weekend.
Okay.
And it was funny because, too, you know, she was like, I don't know. I think maybe I'll go car shopping today. Maybe tomorrow, though. Do you want to take me around car shopping tomorrow? And I was like, well, I kind of have plans in Fort Collins, but, you know, I could change
yeah.
things.
Yeah.
So I take her to the car dealership after answering all these asinine phone
yep.
calls after, and, you know, it, meanwhile, my own car is getting fixed, and
yeah.
I'm like, well, there's $200 down the drain.
Yep.
And, you know, and I'm trying to be along with her ruse that she's got
oh,
going.
So you had to ask her, like, what she'd... You're like, so what's my name in this scenario?
Yes.
You're like...
You know what? Do you, if you're going to be in a ruse, call
tell.
The person first
mm-hmm.
and be like, I'm going to the dealership. I'm probably going to call you, and here's what I'm going to tell
I'm gonna
them
pretend
in
that,
general.
Yeah.
Even if you just said... Listen, I'm going to be trying to pull a trick on this car dealership, just so you know, I'd be like, right on.
So you weren't fucked up on
right
the first
on,
call.
Babe.
Yeah. I'll get you on the back of my motorcycle after you're done.
Yeah, I was like, do you have some shorter shorts? Because
well,
I don't know if you could be on the back. It's going to ruin my image if you don't have short shorts and a vest that ties on the sides.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Nice.
If it doesn't have lace work on the sides and they can't see your torso, I don't really know the point of this.
I can see your mom in that right now. I'm picturing it. Can you play music on your motorcycle?
I listen to headphones.
Okay. So you pull up with Skinner loud enough on the one that's hanging out. It's like,
yeah. Okay. So in my head,
right.
You know, I'm just, driving along.
Right. And you're listening to something badass.
Yeah. I mean, when I get there, it's just a little bit something. This is really a great, lead up.
I was really trying.
It goes a little
I was
something
trying
like
to,
this.
Not let them know you were...
Hey, babe.
What's up, mama?
You wanna get on the back of this hog?
What do they call like motorcycles like yours? It can't be a hog. It's like a baby. What's a tiny boar?
I call it a motorbike.
A motorbike. There we go.
Because it feels more like a bike than a
right.
motorcycle.
You feel like you're European that way.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's not that you're driving a small motorcycle because you're not a man. It's because you're from Italy and they have really
right.
narrow streets. You can't be pulled up in like a fat boy in Italy, but
right.
you can drive your motorcycle.
So here's the thing. Okay, it's a 250cc.
Right.
It's not super it's, you know what? Super comfy at like 50 to 55.
Okay.
Above that, it gets a little wonky.
Okay.
It's not as fun. But it's better than a scooter. I mean, you still have to shift and all that stuff,
right.
and it's cool. But, yeah, you couldn't just drive it cross-country. You'd be miserable.
It's faster than the fastest of the Mario Karts, but it's not going to get you to Sturgis.
Right.
All right.
I mean, yeah, if I could take frontage roads the whole way, you know.
Okay, so it's a real vehicle. It's not it's not like a...
It's right in the middle.
My sister had...
it's not a Vespa.
Right, that's... I think she had one of the knockoffs, I mean, whatever. And it's fun. I mean, it went up to, I think, 35, maybe 40.
Yeah.
And, I mean, I'm riding it fast enough because, of course, I don't have a helmet on.
Yeah.
I made Sarah wear one.
Oh, you rode it?
I was like, yeah.
Oh.
I was like, but first Sarah rode it. And I was like, you put that helmet on. She's like, I don't. And I was like, you don't get to ride it unless you fucking put the helmet on.
Right.
If you die driving my sister's little scooter, it's my wife. Yeah.
Yeah.
I was like, that's just not going to happen. Please put it on.
Yeah.
It wasn't a day. I'm not her, like, you know, you're putting it on. I was just like, you got to wear a helmet.
Yeah.
So then she gets back. And I'm like, my turn. I jump on it. And she's taking the helmet off. And I start going. And she's like, wait, you got to wear the helmet. I was like, ah.
Well, here's the fucked up thing, too, about scooters. I think people think, because I talked to my mom about this, too.
Okay.
After she gave me all this shit about the motorcycle.
Right, right.
She's like, I've been thinking about getting a scooter.
You're going to die faster getting a hit
fucking
scooter.
Yeah. Well, I was like, number one. The danger on the motorcycle is getting hit by a car.
Right.
It's not because you're like, you wipe out on a turn. I mean, that happens, but you'll be fine if you do that. It's because you're going to get hit by a car and
somebody's doing 35 and they're going to take your leg.
Exactly. Yeah. And then secondly, I was like, a scooter has a tiny little wheel.
Yep.
So when you hit a pothole or something, you just go fucking flying.
Right.
Third, people get on a scooter and they don't. They treat it like a go-kart.
Yeah,
they're like,
that,
you know, and they're like, this is fun.
Exactly how I did.
Yes.
I'm flying up my parents' cul-de-sac and then up the road that goes, I'm like,
yeah.
Yeah.
And it's fun. It is fun. But you're just like, if you're getting on a scooter because you think that's a good alternative to a motorcycle, because you're like, this is much safer because it's not as fast, you're wrong.
Yeah.
Because, big secret, a motorcycle can go 0 to 30.
Right.
Anywhere in that range.
Yep.
Totally fine. It can also go faster.
Right.
But you can make that decision based on how far you twist everything.
Yep.
Whereas a scooter, it's like it only goes that fast, but it doesn't mean if you crash at 30 on a scooter, it's no better than 30 on a motorcycle.
I know. It's
no better.
Good. Yeah. Did you teach her this lesson?
We had a breakfast.
Right.
I talked for like a half hour. I was like, you're making a mistake.
Good.
This is not a good plan.
Like, sit down.
Yeah.
Yep.
Right. Now, I'm like, listen, if you want to ride a scooter, that's cool.
Right. But you have to realize.
Take the motorcycle
class.
You have
to apologize to me about my motorcycle.
Yes.
That's
I
what
was
you
like,
were
you're
like.
Doing something equally dangerous, if not more so.
Yeah.
And I'm like, you're like a 50-year-old woman.
Right.
I'm like a 28-year-old man.
Yeah. You're going to either die if you're lucky or bounce back quickly.
Yeah.
You don't want your mom to get hit. I'd be more worried about getting the call. May was in an accident on her scooter than Peter was in an accident on his bike.
Right.
I would.
Yeah.
I'd be
if
like,
I broke my hip, I'd recover faster than my mother.
Totally. She's old, like she said.
Yeah.
So she's only 55?
Well, I don't know.
She's a spring chicken.
She's probably older than that.
You don't even know your mom's fucking age.
I don't.
But
I don't
you
keep
did give
track
her
a, these things.
So wait a minute.
So
okay.
I gave her a ride.
So okay. So back to the story, and you gave her a ride on the motorcycle again.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. And so we're riding.
Did she?
And
was she more calm now?
No.
Okay.
We get to the car place, and I park and everything, and I was like, "This was pretty great," because I've only had two ladies on my motorcycle, ex girlfriend and her,
and mommy.
You know, and I was like, "Well, that's nice." 50-something-year-old woman and a girlfriend. You know.
Hey, it's real life.
I'm really
on
top
of
things.
Don't judge yourself. I mean, what? You're going to be getting all the ladies on the back.
I know,
yeah.
That's true. I'm not picking up babes.
Right, right. And who does?
So we get to the car rental place.
Okay.
And, you know, I was like, hey, was that your first motorcycle ride? And she was like, I think so. And I was like, what do you mean you think so? How do you not know? I mean, if someone asked me a question like, have you ever shot a gun before?
You could,
Alec, have you ever shot a gun before?
Yes, I have. It was
okay,
fun.
Okay, see?
Yeah.
You know.
They're heavy. When you shoot it, you feel the power.
Thank
and
you.
I'm not a gun guy. I mean, you know, I'm pretty left. I'm pretty, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
But when I fucking shot it, I was like, oh.
Yeah, it's fun.
Yeah.
You remember these things. Or like, have you been on a roller coaster before?
Yes, I have.
It's not like a,
Yeah, that's true.
Have you ridden a bicycle?
It's like asking his 18-year-old boy, have you had sex yet?
Yeah.
Well,
by funny
myself?
Thing.
Or...
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I was like, have you ever ridden a motorcycle? She's like, and I was like, okay, so no.
Yeah.
And then She was like, yeah, I don't know. Two terrifying things in one day. You know, buying a new car and being on a motorcycle.
I love that that's terrifying.
Yeah, and I was like, actually, to me, that sounds like an awesome day.
Better than the average, like, well, yeah, I hear you. Totally. Yeah. Yep.
So it was pretty fun.
Nice.
I enjoyed it.
I'm glad you got to. You should have given her more shit.
I should have been a little more upset.
Being a, well, not even upset.
Well.
That would have been hilarious. You really just should have been like, listen, I don't think it's a good idea. It's pretty unsafe. I've heard that people get in wheelchairs because of it.
Brain injury.
Oh, it's terrible.
I mean, I literally drove her 2 to 3 miles.
That's hilarious.
35.
Yeah.
I was going
out.
Like 30 too, because I was like,
terrifying.
She's going to panic.
I hope to God that between the day that you got her, picked her up, and then the next day when you took her, that you got an awesome World War One like little helm, German helmet with the pointy thing on the top, and had her wear that one.
I wish I had shown up with like a helmet with a huge swastika on it. I'm like, that's all I got, babe.
Yeah, sorry, you got to wear this.
I won't take you if you don't wear it.
It's you or me. I care about you.
You're my mother. My blood.
I didn't buy this, okay? I don't dislike Jews. This is what I got. I've never had to use it before.
Just like you having me as a son, you get what you get. Here I am.
Just like you having me as a son, we all have accidents. Sometimes things don't go as planned.
I know. I mean, I really need to have her on this show.
Oh my God, I would love to hear her. You know what though? It'll be super similar to having Ian.
Yeah.
Where you'll have to keep her on track. Ian, I love you very much. This is not, I'm going to get myself in trouble here. I just mean to say that sometimes I think she'll talk politics. She'll be like, and you'll just have to get her right back on track.
This will turn into a political radio show all of a sudden.
Actually, what I want desperately, Peter, Ian, make this happen. The three of you.
That would be
That's
insane.
Better.
Maybe
that's
Christmas
what I want.
Time.
God, that'd
that
be
would
great.
Be really great.
Take it to her house. I mean, getting
I
her
should.
Here is more difficult.
We should do like Christmas dinner.
Dude,
yeah, this is a good idea.
That would be so fucking fun. People, most, half the people.
I'm gonna write this down on this table.
He's doing it. He's not lying. This isn't radio magic. Half the people who are listening haven't ever met your mom. Maybe even more of them have only met her once.
Yeah.
Once they get to hear May and you and Ian at the same time, fuck yes.
It's going to be good.
I enjoy it.
Well, it's been, you know, my brother's been like, you should really do one with mom. And I'm like,
why does he want
so.
You to?
I think he just thinks it'd be fun.
Okay.
Interesting.
I think it would too.
I feel like I need to come up with what am I going to say to her? What
right.
am I going to ask her? Right. What's the theme?
Yeah. Yeah. Well, do you think she'll have some wine?
I think she would.
That'd be nice
yeah,
too.
If I, yeah.
Well, people are going to be nervous. I mean, I know, you know, some people don't like to do it as much and you don't want her to just be quiet and it's a bust.
Yeah.
So, you know, butter her up, get her some wine, give her a motorcycle
That's
ride.
True. If she had two wines, she'd be wasted, and then it would be
don't
great.
Get her wasted, dude. You need a happy medium because your mom wasted would be great.
She's a little aggressive.
She'd be giving you yeah.
Oh, this is your apartment.
Oh,
real nice. I see those hooded sweatshirts over there.
I'm really glad I raised a son who had self respect.
You're pretty great.
Oh, that's nice. Did you read all those behind you?
Yeah. Get cracking.
I never loved
you. Piece of shit.
We're making her out to be much worse than
she is. Very nice.
She actually. Is actually super nice.
You know, like every year she gives me a birthday card. And it's always so nice.
Is it like
oh, man.
It makes you feel bad?
Yeah, I'm like, I am such a shitty son. I'm the worst son.
I think no matter how much, my sister just got done telling me, she was like, I think mom and dad miss you. I think mom's upset that you don't hang out as much or don't call as much and you don't live here anymore.
Yeah.
And when she said, I had to laugh at that you don't live here. I was like, well, I'm married now, so it's just better that I live with my wife.
I'm kind of a grown man.
I mean,
now.
You know, I mean, I'm not... It was fun. I have a very good relationship with my parents.
Growing up.
I see them both multiple times a week.
Yeah.
Or at least once a week.
Yeah.
I think that's enough. I mean, and so it was really funny. And the way she was saying it, she was just like, I think mom's a little upset that you're not around more often. And I'm just like, well, that sucks.
Yeah. But, like, okay.
I mean,
what do you want?
What am I going to do?
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm like, well, I'm a little upset I have to work 40 hours a fucking week. And, that I don't have time.
Don't like that the summer's 3 months.
Yeah. It's been really hot.
Yeah.
I already sweat profusely because I'm a fat man. Yeah, you do. For being
Jesus.
A guy in shape.
Yeah, I don't think it's got anything to do with shape or not shape.
Being a fat guy, you really worry that everything has to do with that, or that people will think, like, I can't eat like an adult, so I get food on myself.
Right.
And
me too.
And it's not, see, but you don't have to think they think I'm a fat, slobby fuck. Right. You have to think they think I'm retarded.
That's true.
But I am sitting there thinking,
I'm just bad.
All I think is that people look at me and they're like, if he'd stop fucking eating for 1 second and put the fork down, and I want to be like... No, it's not true.
Put the fork down.
That's it. Really, when you have an affliction like I do, called obesity, you really, everything ties to it. So, no, I worry. I guess what I'm saying.
I know what you're saying. It's like, because when I spill stuff on myself, I'm always like, last night it happened. I was eating a hamburger.
All right.
So I split a hamburger.
Okay.
I ate the second half, you know, that was prepared.
Right.
As the other person wanted it.
Ah. And disgusting. So
then, well, I was
do you eat fine. Medium rare?
Or do you like medium rare?
Me too.
Yeah.
Okay.
Steaks, hamburger.
Yeah.
Hamburger is probably a little more done than steaks.
I agree with you.
Steaks could be almost rare.
Yeah.
It depends on the restaurant.
Especially, and
true
it depends on the cut.
Medium rare is perfect.
Oh, I always ask at a restaurant, what is your medium rare now? Because
what do
you mean? Medium rare.
Little pink in the center.
I have had bloody. I've had, like, you know, red cold.
Yeah.
And I have had, like, charred for medium rare. So
yeah.
I have to be like, what's your medium rare?
Tell me about you.
Yeah.
Well, like, if you go to Applebee's and you say, because truly, by definition, medium is perfect.
Right.
Because you're like, warm pink center.
It should be.
Like,
but medium
great.
Never is warm pink center.
No, it's always gray.
Yeah.
All the way through.
Chewy and gray and fucking ruined.
So, you know, you have to be like, well, I mean, medium, what's that? And they're like, warm pink center, and you're like, that is exactly what I want. And then it comes, and you're like,
that.
No,
I know,
not at all.
I used to
like,
do.
Well, it cooks. I mean, it does cook after they take it off the thing, but I'm like, well, cook it the right amount.
I know. If they know that and you know that, they should be able to. I used to order medium because medium is right, like you said. But I order medium rare because I want medium.
Me too.
Yeah.
But then you get fucked once in a while because you're like, I want medium, but I'll say medium rare. And then it shows up actual medium rare, and you're like, ooh,
I know.
God.
You're chewing it, and you're like, will I get salmonella?
I know. You're like, I may die.
You're not chewing it. You're swallowing it because it's so goddamn
light.
It slides in here.
You take one bite, and it disintegrates.
Yeah,
and you're
like,
okay.
Oh, that's not what I wanted.
Well, here we go.
Goddamn, you're right.
Yeah.
Yeah, I hear you.
I hate that
shit. I do fucking too. I really do. So... Get back on track. Where did we come
from?
I have
no idea why we're talking about steaks.
I don't either.
Medium and medium rare.
You know, it's a good thing to get to steaks. Any other stories? Wait, you didn't even finish the story.
I didn't?
Well, you...
I left her at the car place.
Yeah.
She rented a car for 30... Oh, okay, so the capper. So remember I said I was like, well, I have plans in Fort Collins, so if you wanted to look at the car's place today, that'd be great.
Okay.
You know, and later I felt bad because I'm, you know, a guilt... ridden man.
Yes.
But I was
are very Jewy for a non.
I was like, I felt bad because I was like, I should have been more clear about I do have plans. So if it's equal to you and you could go today, that'd be great. But I will take you on Saturday
but you
and break my
it
plans.
To like,
I did.
Yeah. Okay.
So I took it to, you know, I said, well, I kind of have plans tomorrow. So if you want to look to, but anyway, I felt guilty.
Okay. But guilty for breaking the plans with the person.
Felt guilty about saying to my mom, kind of have plans
tomorrow. Oh.
Also, didn't know at this time if my car would even be finished.
Right.
Okay, so then we go to the car place.
Okay.
She's getting the car, and, you know, I killed the motorcycle.
Right,
I was like, how fucking badass was that,
yeah.
You know? Driving my mom on the Sweet Hog. On the Sweet Piglet.
You fell. Yeah, there we go. That's what we got to call it now. So you and your mom are on your piglet, and you fall over.
My babe.
Yeah.
Every time I stop it, I'm like, that'll do.
You were here? That was awesome.
We get there.
All right.
And, you know, I stop it, and she's like, all right, well, thanks. And I was like, well, I see on the door it says hours, 9 to 6, and it was like 6:15.
Oh.
So I was like, I'm going to come inside with you. I just want to make sure you're going to walk away with a car.
Yes.
Because I don't want to have you stuck here.
Yeah. Yeah. Good man. Yeah. You're not going to leave again.
Yeah.
Just to get a call and be, or to have her have to walk.
Yeah. So we chat a little bit and I was like, you know, that's when I asked her about, is this your first motorcycle ride?
Right.
Blah, blah, blah. And then, you know, I was like, listen, if you need anything this weekend, just call me, work it out, whatever.
Right.
And she was like, oh. I thought you were going to be in Fort Collins this weekend.
Oh.
I was like,
God damn.
What the fuck?
God damn.
I can't even. I answered your asinine phone calls about, like, do you think the PSI on the basketball is going to be warranting me coming all the way home right now? Or do you think you can wait until I'm done with this transaction?
As you know, your brother, LeBron, is only in town until Friday, possibly.
He's got a very important contract.
I don't know why it's so important to you to have me pick you up, Peter. That's what she should have done. She should have yelled at you.
Yeah.
She should have called and made this so that you were like, hey, remember that DUI you got?
Yeah.
You fucking failure?
You piece of shit.
Do I have to fucking take you to your breathalyzer?
She should have said. She should have said I had a DUI.
Mm-hmm.
And be like, oh.
For some reason, when I think of not having a license in a car, my head just jumps to a
immediately
DUI.
Immediately to DUI.
I don't know why. For some crazy fucking reason. Don't drink and drive, kids.
So, I mean, after all of that, she was just like, oh, because you have...
That is pretty fucked. What did you do?
What the fuck?
Yeah, were you like, you're welcome?
I was just like, well, okay, well, call me.
Right?
I was like, I'll help you out however I can. Fine.
Yeah.
If my car... I don't even know if my car's done.
Right.
Whatever.
You're like, I'll still help you out.
Yeah.
Despite what you just said to me.
And I hung out with her there until the guy was like, you know, okay, here's the car,
nice.
Whatever. And I was like, all right, well, I'll probably take it.
Did she tailgate your ass? Did she get right on your ass?
I didn't wait until she was in the car.
That would have been great. She's like,
she bumped me.
Get off
and she's
the
like,
road.
Do you see why it's dangerous? Do you understand?
That would be so great. She runs your ass off the road. She's like, that's the least that you have to worry about. Oh, my God.
She has a bumper sticker that says, look once, fuck him.
I lied to you about this being my first motorcycle ride. Your dad took me on a motorcycle ride.
Yeah, yeah. Riding through this world. She just starts singing. All right.
Awesome. She breaks out. She busts out her actual. She's got
her
a
lower
jacket.
Back tattoo. The Reaper with an eight ball.
She's just like, fuck you, Peter.
Is this my first motorcycle ride? And then she just shows me this huge tat. Full back.
You don't even fucking know me.
We should talk.
It's pretty good. Well, later. So what you're I was gonna say, so what you're saying is it went well.
It's a great Friday.
God damn.
Friday went off without a hitch.
Good, good. Did you make it to FOCO the next day when you had those fucking plans, you asshole?
I did. Yeah, I made it to my assholish plans.
Yeah.
I don't know. I thought maybe I'd get off work and go to somewhere a half hour away.
Did you have fun? Did you have fun in Fort Collins, Peter?
I did.
Good.
Legitimate.
I'm glad.
Fun. Yeah. She didn't call. I even, by the way.
Okay.
Saturday. So I'm hanging out with this nice lady.
Right, yes.
Who I like.
Indeed.
And
lucky.
So Saturday, maybe at noon or so,
okay.
We came back from, you know, we were doing whatever.
Right.
And that sounds horrible. But I was like,
I didn't think.
We literally went to an outdoor
that
event.
That was a yada, yada, yada.
Yeah.
We came back after noon doing
We went to an outdoor event.
Peter elbowed me in the ribs. Doing whatever. I want everybody to know.
I walked around the table to elbow him and then came back.
He pantomimed head. He was like doing whatever with his tongue on the cheek. It was disgusting.
We went to an outdoor event. And I came home and I was like, listen, I don't want to be rude. I try, when I'm hanging out with, a lady friend.
Right.
I try to not, even normal, not right. A lady friend, a man friend.
Just a friend.
I try to not be on the phone.
Yeah, I do the same thing.
Yeah.
And if any of you guys... If you think that it's okay to take that call and chat for 5 minutes or text, especially in the middle of somebody like talking to you and then it goes beep, beep. And when you take it out of your pocket when they're still talking or when you're spending time together, that says, fuck you.
Right.
I don't give a fuck about you or what you're saying. I don't like you.
You know, it's funny. So I'm seeing this real nice lady.
Okay.
And she was telling me about, you know, the ending of with her last guy.
Right.
And she was saying how she did that as like a power move.
She pulled that. Yeah, she was,
she was like,
she purposely, she
went
consciously.
Out after things were kind of done, but right. I was like, I texted in the middle to be like, I'm not that interested.
All right.
And I was like, okay, so we're all aware that texting while you're hanging out with someone's weird.
That at the least you're an asshole and you don't care for them.
Right.
At the most, you're purposely doing it. So we're all aware. Yes.
So,
all right.
Hanging out with her, we came back from this outdoor festival And I, you know, I was like, listen, is it cool if I call my mom? Because I feel like she had kind of a day yesterday, right. So I thought I should check in.
So you were like, sit down. I've got to call my mom.
Yeah.
She rode on the back of my motorcycle yesterday. I hope that's okay.
I told her the whole story. You know, and I was like, I feel like she had kind of a big day.
Right.
Thought maybe I should give her a call.
Yeah, check
see
in.
If she's all right.
Yeah.
Call. Of course she doesn't pick up.
Uh-huh.
And she has this really funny answering message. Right. I feel like I want to call it now so we can all hear it.
She'll answer.
I know. I'm afraid. But here's what it'll be. It'll be like, hey, this is so-and-so. Leave me a message. I don't know what the sound is.
Right, right.
I don't know what's happening.
Like something exploded behind her?
Yes.
Okay.
But I know it's because she was trying to hit the end button.
Yeah. Oh, it's when people are running their fingers over. So it's like,
yeah.
Leave a message. Yeah. I can't. I wish I could do it.
It sounds like a mini explosion. Yeah, yeah. I'm like, she may have passed away at the end of leaving her outgoing message.
Yeah, she's like, boom. All right.
So I was like, can I call her back, whatever? And then I call her and it goes straight to that.
Okay.
You know, so then I was like, I want to call her again, but do you want to hear the thing?
Right.
And she was like, yes, I do.
Did your mom answer?
No.
Okay, good. All right.
I had mentioned this many times.
Right.
I'm like, she has this weird sound. It's hilarious.
Did your new lady friend laugh or did she
did.
Give
she
you?
Enjoyed
okay,
it.
All right, good.
I put it on speakerphone. It was like, she laughed. And then I left
That's
her a message.
Perfect.
I was just like, hey, it's your son.
Right.
I feel like you had kind of a day.
Yeah.
I just wanted to
wanted
check
to see
in.
If you're good. Did she call you back yet?
No.
Oh, May.
And I was like,
oh,
I just
May.
Wanted to see how you're doing, make sure everything's cool. If you're fine, you don't have to call me back.
Oh, you said
if you
that.
Need anything, just call me.
Can I give you a piece of advice?
Sure.
You are always so careful on the phone. You're so gentle that when you call people, you give them like three or four options. You don't have to do
you
that.
You could call me. You could text me. You could not call me. You could call me and then leave me a message that just says, call me back. You could call me and say what your phone number is because I know it, but that way I know it's really important to you.
Hey, this is Peter. I just wanted to let you know that I got your call. I don't need to hear from you again, so don't call me back unless you needed something. Not because I don't want to hear from you. I'm just trying to check in because you called. But I'd love to hear from you if you have something to say, but don't feel obligated.
It's like I'm so worried
you really...
that the other person is going to think, like, he's in trouble. He
yeah,
needs something.
Really,
I better call him back.
You're
but I'm like,
be careful. Beep.
Just want you to know I'm fine. I'm safe. I'm at home. I don't need anything. However, if you wanted to talk or hang out, we could walk around, we could podcast. We could do whatever you want to do. I'll help you finish your basement.
If you need a ride to a car place, I'll be happy to take you. I do ride a motorcycle right now because my car's unavailable.
Yeah. My car will be available, I hope, sometime around 6 p.m. if you wanted a ride. So we could go on the motorcycle or the car at 6 p.m. if you wanted. I'm available
You're very good.
Monday after 6, Tuesday after 5. Wednesday, I don't work at all, so I'm available most of the day.
I'm scheduled to be off at 5, but I do have a school visit, so I might be off a little bit late.
It is a little too thorough.
No, I'm not even... I'm just letting you know that it's very appreciated but noticeable.
Yeah.
When you're like...
Every message, I feel like I should start with, so listen.
Sit down.
Yeah. This is going to be about 1 minute and 54 seconds of chat.
So off of the message thing, that was pretty good. I enjoyed it, everybody. I hope you guys did, too. Did you get your car back yet?
I did.
All right.
Here's what was fucked up. I mean, it wasn't fucked up. Okay, so I have this guy I know who's, he worked at the Toyota dealership.
Okay.
Then he quit, like, the last 2 weeks.
Okay. Because
he hates, they told me the funniest fucking story. His wife told me this story.
Okay.
He's like... So they work as mechanics. They're in the garage, hot as fuck.
Yeah, yeah, I can
of
imagine.
Of course, in the summer.
Yeah.
So the dealership, all this time they've been like, can you please buy us like a swamp cooler?
A fan or a swamp cooler.
Which
fuck,
is super
yeah.
effective in Colorado because
right.
it's not humid. So they're like, could you please buy us some kind of attempt at air conditioning
right.
besides a roof?
Okay.
You know, and they're like, well, it's so expensive, blah, blah, blah. So maybe a month ago...
Okay.
So I know two guys who work at this place.
Okay.
A month ago, the owner's like, I got a great idea, you guys. Problem solved. Everything.
It's Swamp Cooler?
They hand out American flag bandanas that go in the freezer, and they have, like, gel in them. They're
what
like the do-rags.
Fuck? What so the like, holy fuck?
Simply put this do-rag right. in the freezer and wear it, and it's like an American flag.
So everybody, so it looks like the most patriotic Toyota dealership.
I went in there because I know the guy, and I was like, I could, do you have like a truck tire I could have?
Right.
And he's like, of course, all the time.
Yeah.
I go in there. Everybody's wearing it, and I was like, is this like a white supremacist right. dealership? Right. What the fuck is going on?
I would be creeped out. I would be confused and slightly concerned, too.
It was horrible.
I mean, because I'm sure it's Mexicans and white people,
yes.
too.
Yes. Oh, yes.
And you're like, do you make the Mexicans wear these? And then you wear them.
And the guy I know is Mexican. And he was
go.
Like, I'm not wearing that.
Nika, I didn't know you were moonlighting.
And his friend is white. And his friend wore it. And he told his friend, he's like, you look like such a racist. Like, you look crazy. Yeah, yeah. You know, so like,
all right.
This guy I know, and he just quit because he's like, enough.
Right.
And he's going to open American his own place. Shop with the other nice. Guy who was, you know, his racist friend.
Okay.
Who's
yes.
not racist.
Yeah, no, I'm with you.
They're opening a shop, but I was like, listen, my car needs brakes right now. Is he doing side work?
Oh, nice.
And the lady's like, totally. Right, you know, perfect. So I just drive it over to his house and leave it there. And then I'm kind of waiting for him to call. He calls me at one point. He's like, here's what's wrong with it. Here's how much it's going to cost.
All
I was
right.
like, great.
Yeah, yeah. You're like, do it.
Do it, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, what am I going to be like? I'll continue
actually,
to ruin my vehicle
if
that's my preference. Yeah. So, you know, he calls, he tells me, and I'm like, awesome. And he was super great. You know, he was even like, I left the receipt in the center console
nice.
For the parts.
Wow.
And I was like, I trusted
yeah,
you,
yeah, yeah. No, but I mean, good for him. Because, I mean, yeah. you did. I'm not saying good for him, but that way you don't have any problems. He did
yeah.
what you did with your phone calls.
Exactly.
You don't have to worry.
Covered
yeah. When
all
you,
five bases.
Yeah. He's just like, hey, just in case.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
So he does it. And then, you know, but I originally, when my brakes were fucked up, I texted him and I was like, hey, man, here's what's going on. I heard you're doing some side work, whatever.
Nice.
But he never texted me back.
Okay.
And I talked to his wife and I was like, I don't want to be
interested?
An ass.
Yeah,
I don't
yeah,
want to be
like
bothering him. And she's like, I don't think he ever got it.
Fair enough.
So he called me at maybe like 7 and he's like, did you get the text I sent you? And I was like, no.
Right.
And he's like, God damn it. You know what
yeah.
he mean?
Yeah. It's when people, that. No, that's no, no.
I
but
said.
When people do this, oh, yeah. He's like, Madre de Dios.
He's like,
you
your
racist.
Car's been done since 3:30. If you want to come and pick it up. So I could have picked up my mom in a car. a
so you wouldn't have to worry about any of these. You'd be like, the brakes are impeccable, mother.
They're pretty great.
Awesome.
But, you know, so it was pretty awesome.
That's
because, you know,
yeah.
he fixed it and everything, but it was just like,
it's
did
a great
you get
coda
the text?
To this story.
I know. And I was like, could have picked my mom up in a car. If I'd have told her, if she'd said, can you pick me up on your motorcycle? And I was like, actually.
Yeah.
My car is fixed.
Good
I
news.
Go get it.
Good news, mother.
Yeah.
Then she wouldn't have said, I guess if you had, why aren't you in Fort Collins with those plans?
Yeah. yeah. You and your plans.
I'm so sorry I was butting into your day, son.
It was horrible, too, because, like, living where you grew up,
right.
it's got its ups and its downs.
Yeah, I agree with that statement. That's for sure.
And I felt horrible for feeling like one of the downs. I was like, you know, if I lived in Maine at this point,
or Arizona.
Sure.
Just picking a place out of my
the
aunt.
Home of iced tea.
Ian.
Yeah. If I lived there and she's like, she wouldn't call me
right.
to be like, can you come pick me up?
Right. Indeed.
But I felt horrible for thinking that because I was like, she needs help.
Well.
From her friends.
It's not, you can't, those thoughts come unbidden.
Yeah.
The fact is you picked her up.
I
you
did
answered
do
the
it.
Phone 3 times.
I answered the call.
You did.
The action.
You did answer the call. So you were a man.
Yeah.
You rode, you were a man because you let your mom ride on the back of your motorcycle and dress you down and you didn't hit her.
It was so
you're
funny too because I was like, I wonder what this looks like. Because she's in like her business clothes.
I swear to God, I would pay $50 to go back in time and fucking see you pull up next to me.
Meep, meep.
I would love to fucking see you and your mom just pull up right beside my car. I'm going back to work from lunch,
God.
And I see May in her fucking clothes.
The horror
and you,
on her
you're
face.
Wearing the helmet. She's gripping all tight. And I'm just like, what the fuck?
I'm wearing the helmet. Just trying to talk to her about her new car.
I would unroll the window and I'd be like, why don't you love your mother enough to let her wear the helmet?
Yeah.
Plus, I thought you had to be in Fort Collins today. That's what I would have said.
Wearing the helmet. Just jamming. She's sitting on the back in her nicely matching brown yoga type pants and top.
Just frowning. Just frowning. Is that perfect?
So here's the deal. It's been about an hour.
Yes.
I have another thing we could talk about.
Okay.
And I could get another drink if you feel like I need one.
I feel good.
We could be done.
I'm enjoying it.
What do you think? I had an email question about our high school reunion.
Oh, you know what? Good news. Yeah. I was going to say we need to end it now, but sorry, everyone who's listening. I want to fucking keep going now.
Okay.
So get another drink.
All right.
I'll do some sort of a commercial.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. A commercial for, I don't know, go to my PC or something.
Well, okay, so we've done Man Great before. My PC where they fix your computer. High Plains Library District, pretty good, guys. They've got some good comic books. I recommend that you check out their selection. I didn't know how I'd feel about the roving collection. Is it roaming or roving? Yes, the roaming collection. It's pretty good, actually. It makes a lot of sense. So enjoy that. UNC started again. The parking passes are fucking ridiculous. Even as a staff member, you have to pay $300 goddamn dollars to park there. If I was a little less lazy and fat, I would just ride my fucking bike from the mile that it takes me to get from my home to work. But I'm not. I can't wake up that early, so I'll pay $300. So my lethargy cost me $300. Let's see. Peter's redoing his room. It's looking pretty good. Everything's a lot cleaner. It's in order. The pictures are gone. It looks pretty good. What else is going on? How are you guys doing? Hope the summer's treating you well. This heat sucks fucking balls. Sometimes when you feel the sweat literally fucking rolling down your back or your crack, you just want to be like, what the fuck is going on? But it's getting close to fall, everybody. It's going to get better.
My mom just called.
Are you serious?
Left a voicemail. Should we listen to it?
Yeah, let's actually.
Here we go.
I hope this isn't like Peter, I have breast cancer.
Hey, Peter's mom. I didn't get your message until today, so sorry I didn't call you back. I'm doing fine. I didn't get the car yet, so I'm kind of anxiously awaiting that. I talked to Ian, and he thought I shouldn't have purchased the car without seeing it, which is probably true. So now I'm having a little bit of buyer's remorse.
Ian, motherfucker.
Anyway, I won't be able to get it until Tuesday, and then I'll know. All right.
Oh, your mom.
Well, take care. Bye-bye.
All right. First of all, we owe her an apology. It's kind of good timing that she just called and we're like, your mom didn't even fucking call you back. And then she's like, all nice. Second of all, Ian, word of advice. Same with somebody who's dating somebody that you don't approve of. Once somebody's made the purchase or put themselves inside somebody else, it doesn't matter if you think it was a bad idea or you don't like the significant other. Don't. Tell them.
We were just talking. Do you want something else to drink?
Yeah, I might have another beer.
Okay.
Is that a bad idea? No. You do something. You give them.
Okay,
board
I will talk about... feel rude, you getting your own beer. We were just talking about how... Let's say you get... Okay. Let's say you get a haircut, and you go into work. And you're like, what do you think of my haircut? And people say like, yeah, I don't know. We were talking about how if someone gets a haircut, just say you like it, even if you don't. Here's the thing. Okay, if you are, let's say you're married to the person, you can be honest. Or if you're dating the person, you're like, I hate it.
Right. That's one of the only times that you should probably be like,
yes,
I don't really love it.
It matters if your spouse doesn't like it.
Right.
But if you're just working across the desk, who gives a shit?
Right.
It's like the same deal. Like, if your mom just bought a car, I tried to be positive. I was like, listen, here's what I told her. I was like, I think I already said this. The payment is going to be less of a worry to you than worrying if your car is going to break down. Why would you be like, you shouldn't have bought the car?
No, like,
huge mistake. It's
what were you doing? It's probably not going to run. It's going to be worse than your other car.
It's probably going to be like the Beverly Hillbillies car.
I feel, Ian, I want to, now I have to apologize. Just like we did the preface with We Love May, I think that I've probably made you angry, being like, we got to get it back on track, and then being like, don't do this to your mom. I love you.
Yeah.
Just talked about you last night, in fact, to a friend. I'm a fan. It's always great getting the texts about the video games. I really like that I could talk to somebody about the Xbox. Just saying. I'm just giving advice. Like Peter said, if somebody grows a beard or somebody got a haircut and you're like, that looks like shit, don't fucking tell them that.
No.
Even if it does.
Even if it does, because you know what? They'll deal with it at the time.
Mm-hmm.
No, and I'm a fan as well. Like, I mean, he, you know what he does? That's really adorable.
I'm excited to hear already.
He'll tell me about video games, too. We talk about Xbox a lot.
It's nice.
And he'll send me video games, and then every time I open it, and there's like a handwritten note inside of little tips.
Right.
From, you know, he's like, whatever you do, don't do this. Or try and keep this gun.
Right.
They'll give you the option to give it away.
Don't do it. It's awesome to have somebody who like cares enough about you and the game. Like when he talks to me, like I play Magic.
Yeah.
And I play alone. I don't have the gold, everybody. Yeah. I'm not rich. I don't just drop $15 on Xbox Live because I can.
Yeah.
So I play alone. And when I get to talk to Ian about, hey, it's really hard to do the Planeswalker. You're not the only one who's struggling.
Right.
I rage quit 3 times. His words. It makes me feel good. Yeah, he called it that. And I felt warm inside. Because I just tried to fucking play it twice when my wife was taking a nap yesterday, and it was a waste of a fucking hour because I didn't fucking win.
Yeah.
And to know somebody else is going through the same thing, it's good. It feels good. So we love you.
So here's what I thought maybe we could do for our next part.
Okay.
Is I got an email that was like, hey, so you did a thing about Ian's high school reunion with Ian and Tasha.
Oh, you did a thing meaning a podcast?
Yeah.
Okay.
Are you going to do one for yours? Because ours happened.
Right, it already happened.
Which, obviously, no.
No, you and I didn't go to it.
But I thought what we could do is instead is I have a thing on Facebook that's basically the invite.
Okay.
And, you know, all the people who are invited. And I was like, well, we could go through it and see who was invited. And then basically use that to explain why we didn't go.
I like the sound of that.
And... you know, you could start if you want while I'm loading it up here with a general explanation of,
oh my God,
you know, why did you not go? Yeah, why did you not go?
Well, all right. I mean, every time I see somebody that I used to work with 10 years ago, or that I had a class with 5 years ago, or I went to school with in high school, it's always disappointing.
Yeah.
And I don't mean disappointing because of them. I mean, you don't know them well enough to catch them up with the last 10 years.
Yeah.
So you can't be, they're like, oh, you know, how are things?
How and are you?
And you run like, out.
Great.
That's exactly
it's
right.
It's been another third of my life.
Right. You're like, a lot of shit has happened. I'm not going to fucking tell you any of it. I don't want to tell you any of it. And so then it quickly, you'd be amazed, everybody, at how little you have to talk about and catch up with for seeing somebody you haven't seen in 10 years.
Right.
Even if you used to get along relatively well.
Right.
So,
because, fun things have happened, but you're like, it's almost overwhelming and underwhelming.
Yeah, seriously.
Like, I feel, here's the thing. If I'm still here in 20-year reunion, I might go.
Yeah.
Because I'm like, that would be crazy.
Right. Who's dead
I mean,
now?
Yeah, someone's going to be dead.
Yeah.
Someone's going to have 900 kids.
Oh, my God. Somebody's going to be rich. At least one of us has got to be fucking rich and come back, right?
Probably me.
Oh, yeah. That's who I was thinking. You got it.
Ah. Nailed it.
I was like, Tyler Nuska. or dead. Actually, buddy, Tyler, if you're listening to this, you are one of the few that has the equal opportunity of being dead or rich. So congratulations.
Yeah,
you're a unique guy. Yeah.
Could be like, hit the drugs real hard, died, or... head of a .com.
Yeah, seriously.
Doing great.
I know, it's insane.
With an
super
app,
nice
that
suit.
Yeah,
you could look fantastic, or you could be
he's real ripped now.
Yeah, I know. He's got like the beard, but it doesn't look bad. He's one of those guys. Or schizophrenia hit. Did a lot of drugs. A couple of divorces.
I wonder what happened to that guy.
I would like to know. So anyway,
so here's the thing. Yeah. We could go through. There's two options.
Okay.
We could go through everyone who said they were going,
ooh,
which is like 150.
Wow.
Or we could go through everyone who's invited, but that's like 300.
Do the ones that are going, because the ones that are invited, if they didn't go, what can we say about them? The ones that are going, because then we could say what we, wow, we knew they were going to go come, you know? Like,
okay.
Yeah.
Here's the other thing. It was a combined, our school and the rival high school.
We might not know
We might not know, so if we don't know, we'll just skip.
Which is good, because we don't want to bore you guys with like an hour and a half.
Yeah.
But it's definitely going to be fun to be like...
To go through some.
Yeah.
Some will be fun.
Yes, indeed.
Okay, here
can
we go.
Can we be... How many people... Can I ask you this as the head of the podcast? And I've been pretty honest. I mean, Jesus Christ, I fucking was so drunk the last podcast, I don't even remember it. Sorry, everybody. I hope you enjoyed it.
They did.
And I've been pretty honest about a lot of shit, but what if there's people in here that I don't want to see and I want to say negative things about? Can I?
Yes.
All right.
You can say negative things.
All right, good.
If I don't want to say negative things, I won't.
Right.
And if you don't have to.
Okay.
But if you want to,
there's a few people. I mean, there's a few people that if you tell me that they were showing up, I'd be like, fuck that guy.
Yeah. No, that's fine.
All right, good.
We'll put it all out on the table.
Good.
All
right, I like it.
All right, number one.
Taking my pants off right now.
Aubrey Augenstein.
I would like to see her.
Yeah, me too.
Because you've been friends with her. This is one that's
sort
easy.
Of.
Well, you've known her more in real life than I have.
Post high school, yeah.
I remember her from elementary school.
Right.
So for me, it would be fun to be like, what the
Look
fuck?
At you.
Like, now you're married one of those twins.
Babies. Yeah.
You got kids. You're friends with Pete occasionally. You know Pete.
Yeah.
Which is funny because I didn't really know you in elementary school. I mean,
right.
Aubrey was pre-you.
Right.
And you're pre almost everything. So I would love to see Aubrey. And I'd like to pick her brain. I think I could be honest enough to be like, so how is it, three kids? Worst decision in the world, or it's magical and I love it, or half and half?
Can I tell you an Aubrey story?
I'd love to hear an Aubrey story.
Okay, so in elementary school, I made fun of her a lot with my friend.
Right.
For being fat.
Right.
Even though she wasn't fat.
No, but everybody was dicks in elementary
school. Everyone's a dick.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what? And it took me a long time to get over it, because I was like, man, I feel so bad.
I still have these shame feelings of things that I did 10
but
to 20
like,
years ago.
I was
ago.
An asshole, and later on, I was really... I liked her.
Right.
So here's what happened. So I was an asshole in elementary school.
Okay.
Then we go all the way through till like sophomore year of high school.
Right.
We're in this like touchy-feely sophomore seminar class.
Okay. With that dog, that white dog, I remember.
That terrified dog.
Yeah.
The knotted hair.
It died, apparently.
Who hated.
I know.
It's fine.
Yeah, that happens. You're right. Okay, keep going. I'm derailing us.
Well,
I apologize.
You know what? If you overtrain your dog, they're just miserable.
That's true.
Because they're like, whatever you do, don't be aggressive in any way.
That's
and
true.
And then the dog is like, well, I can't stop people from touching
you
me.
You suck the
I
soul
don't
out of
touch
them.
Touch me.
Right. You're like, these are fucking high school.
Yeah.
Fucking greasy,
crazy.
Handed, puby.
They're insane.
Yeah. No, you're right.
So we're in this class, and we're going around a circle, and it was like, well, I want you to say something about each person in the circle.
Did you tear up and like apologize?
And she somehow got me.
Okay.
And she was like, I remember he made fun of me in middle school or in grade school for being fat.
Right.
And I was like, I am so fucking sorry.
Right.
I felt horrible.
The fact that she remembered too.
Yes.
So
and
honest,
I was like,
this
okay,
is the,
clearly that was affecting.
This is the worst thing. When you feel remorseful about something.
Right.
And you genuinely, you're like, I wish I could take that back and I'm
yes.
sorry. But in the back of your head, you're like, I hope and think that they don't remember it like
right.
that. And then somebody says, I remember that
yes,
you did that.
Yes, because I remembered it. And I was like,
oh,
man,
God.
I was an asshole. But then I was like, maybe I wasn't that bad. Maybe it was like, kids are kids.
And then she fucking
and then she
says
was like,
it.
It really hurt my feelings. And I was
fuck.
Like, I'm so sorry. But I feel like we okay. mended things.
Oh, yeah. I imagine you've had dinner at her home.
Yes.
I don't think that she was sitting there thinking, fuck
what
her.
A piece of shit.
What a fucker.
So anyway,
all right.
That's her. So yeah. I would like to talk to her. She's
I would love
cool.
to. Yeah, I would have liked to have seen her actually. So good. So hey, one for one, we should have gone.
All right.
All right.
Number two, Chris Mewen.
Chris Majoen?
Yeah.
Wait, the guy, the boy?
Yeah, the boy.
Oh, I didn't know him very well. I only knew his sister, Mitchell.
Michelle?
No, I called her Mitchell Majoen instead of Michelle Mewen because, like you said, we were all dicks.
All right.
You know what? I can't say. I didn't know him that well. I only knew of him as a relation to somebody that I knew. So your turn.
My favorite thing about him. So we ran together track and cross country.
Okay.
And at one point, he somehow got into this Jack Daniels hat.
Okay.
He's wearing it, and it was real shitty looking.
Awesome. Like a worn, like a real Jack Daniels. Like yes. His drunken uncle wore it.
Yeah, but it didn't look right on his head.
Okay.
It was real weird. It was like puffy.
Okay.
Like a puff cap. And then...
That's my rap name.
Puff cap?
Yeah, puff cap.
Puff cappy. So he had this hat.
All right.
And this girl I was dating at the time had a real problem with it.
Why? You mean offended? Like on a personal level by like Jack Daniels?
I really hate that hat.
Because of the Jack Daniels? Oh, because it looks stupid.
Yeah, right. And she went so far as to steal the hat.
I love when people get like
throw it away.
Wow.
She was like, I hate it.
Wow.
He shouldn't wear it. It's stupid.
God
I'm
damn.
I'm going to get rid of it.
Was he pissed?
Well, he didn't know. He just was like, where's my hat?
Right.
My hat's gone. Yeah. I can't find my fucking hat.
My shitty hat's gone.
He's like, have you guys seen my Jack Daniels hat? And I was like,
Oh, God, what did
no.
you? Yeah, yeah. I mean, you're in high school. You're not going to betray the woman that might touch your penis for the guy that at the time you don't want to touch your penis.
I wouldn't betray her for if she was like, I'm going to throw your mom in a volcano. I mean, in high school.
Yeah, I hear you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So for that, I was like,
you would risk being shot in a cold shower naked.
I did.
Sorry, keep going. I don't want to.
No, I agree. And I was just like, well, I don't think that's how I would go about it, but you do what you feel like you got to do.
Right.
That's all.
That's awesome.
That's him.
Okay.
But I like him. Nice
so
guy.
You would have been happy. So you're two for two.
Yeah. All right. Elizabeth Garcia.
I only vaguely remember her, and I think she was nice.
She was nice.
Yeah.
That's you know what's all. Funny about her? Mm-hmm. I have a memory from her from kindergarten.
Okay.
And then like senior year
we
of high
went
school.
She was tall and thin, correct?
No. Mm. Short. Not thin, but not fat.
Okay.
Normal.
She's not... Oh, God. Okay, keep going.
I had this, you know, like the first day of kindergarten, we went there and we were partnered up.
Right.
Boy, girl, boy, girl.
Okay.
And I just hated it because I hated school.
Right. Yeah. As even in kindergarten. I know. You're
even
not a school
first
guy.
First day.
Yeah.
And they were like, we're going to just come to school. We'll hang out. We'll have fruit cocktail. And I didn't want to eat fruit cocktail.
Right.
So I was just crying.
Okay. Okay.
And she was like eating it. And I was just like, I hate this so much.
Right. Did
but
she
I
like
her from
a shirt?
That.
Yeah. What do you remember? What's the positive of this?
I just remember eating it and just she was fine. And I was like, huh. She seems to be fine
nice.
With this.
Maybe
I
some
hate
people
it.
Aren't. Yeah. You still do that when you have fruit cocktail at work. You cry.
So then, like, right before our senior year of high school, we had this election for senior class president.
Okay.
Which was hilarious.
Because it was...
Because there were three candidates.
Okay.
There was her. She was, like, responsible, nice,
she's
kind,
the one that won't win,
fun.
But should.
Yes.
Yeah, she's, like, making it positive and fun.
Yeah, and she's like,
but she's
I
like,
go to a school. I learn.
Yeah.
I'm educated.
Nice.
Then there was a guy who... did like a George Carlin bit
right.
about how sexual favors should be the new currency.
Jesus Christ. Didn't he get in trouble for that?
Yeah.
Yeah, I thought so. What was his, you can say his name. He might have been going there.
Jeff Iser.
Yeah, yeah.
And then there's a third guy who basically they brought out a boombox. They played some hip hop song.
I remember this.
He took his shirt off and started dancing around and people were throwing candy.
Didn't the whole class like get in trouble for this?
Yes.
I mean, didn't
after
I feel like okay, keep going. You know this better than
after
me.
The George Carlin sexual favors and the topless thing.
Right.
The principal came out and was like, "Well, your guys' class sucks. You're pathetic."
I remember she was disgusted.
I hope you do better than this through the year.
I remember she was like fucking horrified.
She hated it.
She was so pissed, but honest, which is good for her.
Yeah.
She was like, "You guys, what the fuck?" That was great.
Yeah, I remember. So anyway, she was like the one good candidate. Mm. So she's fine.
Right.
I don't really know anything about
how much you would talk to her now.
I don't know what I'd have to say to her.
But good people.
I'd be like, you were the one good candidate. I'd probably tell her that exact story.
That would be funny. She'd probably enjoy it.
All right, next. Jared West.
Jared, I'd like to see him.
Yeah.
I'd like to see how he's doing. He was an interesting guy.
Yeah.
You knew him.
Yeah.
Full disclosure, you probably... Do you still talk to him?
I do.
How often? I mean, is he like a
Once
Facebook
in a great
talking?
While.
Okay.
I went and visited him like in maybe October, November last
right,
year.
Right.
Which was really nice.
Okay.
I'd just broken up with a lady.
So it helped.
And I was like, man, you know, and went up and visited him. hung out there. He was real nice.
Nice. Okay.
We hung out. We brewed beer.
Nice.
This was fun. I don't
so
know.
So, see, for me, this
he's
would
a nice
be great.
Guy.
Yeah,
he's
to,
a real nice
to
guy.
See him now and to be like, hey, right on. Like,
yeah.
People, you know.
He would be one I think you would like.
I can see that. And again,
he's engaged.
That's good.
Now,
good for him.
Just recently.
And there was nothing, you know, unique guy. There was nothing. Mm-hmm. I didn't hate him. This wasn't me. I didn't laugh because I was like, you know, I hated him. I just, he was so, it was high school.
Yeah.
Some people have strong personalities.
Yeah.
And
everyone.
He, yeah, yeah, exactly. Yeah, exactly.
Everyone except me.
It'd be nice. No, you did. Your strong personality. No, you were actively unengaged. Let's not fucking pretend. You were clearly, if you were unengaged, like some of the people that just didn't show up, it'd be different.
Right.
But you showed up to not show up.
I just want to be here to let you know I am not interested in
and
this.
Not because you had to. I'm not saying like, I yeah. mean, it's not like it was a choice. If you could do that now today, you just wouldn't be there. That's why we didn't fucking go to this.
Right.
But I'm just saying, yeah, anyway. But no, I'd like to see him. That's nice. You sold me.
On yeah, him. I like him.
Okay, good.
Nice guy. Real nice guy. Should I skip to the ones we know?
Yes. Hell yes.
Adam Rodriguez.
I don't remember him. And I apologize.
He was a piece of shit.
Oh. Well, fuck you then, Adam Rodriguez, you fuck. Next.
How about Andrea Poppy?
Ah, I saw her a ton over the years
yeah.
because she worked at the
El Charo.
El Charo. And she's a delight. I think I would just be like, hey, are you still at El Charo? And she'd be like, yes, I am. And I'd be like, awesome.
Let me ask you this.
Okay.
You see her at El Charo, because right. I see her there too, and
yeah.
I remember her.
Yeah.
But I don't ever say, hey, it's me, a Mario. I just am like, I'll have nachos
right.
El Grande or
right,
whatever the
right.
fuck that's called.
Do
you say, hey, it's a me?
We don't. Alex? I say, hey, it's a me, Luigi. Now you're Luigi, I'm Mario. But no, I don't. But I think I say, hey. I
yeah.
think we both acknowledge it without saying we went to high school together.
Okay.
And school all the way through. I mean, I've, you know, Andrea Poppy was with
she
us.
She was from, in my elementary
yeah,
school.
Fucking
I mean,
A.
Yeah.
I mean, so I think we're just like, oh, hey, how's it going? But then I just order the food.
Yeah.
So it's only one step ahead of yours. I don't
right.
reminisce. I don't talk to her about how her life is. I'm just like, oh, hey, how's it going? She's like, good. How are you? And I'm like, I'm pretty good.
Yeah.
I'll have the number three.
Yeah.
Okay. So it'd be nice. I mean, but we see her anyway.
I feel like we could chat.
Yeah.
You know what? That would be a good one to meet because I'd be like, we could talk at the reunion. That way, the next time I saw her at El Charo, I could be like, hey!
Totally. Totally.
We're friends.
Yeah. You would know her then. You could
yeah.
be like, hey, the reunion.
Yeah.
I was drunk.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was loaded.
Totally.
All right. Next one that we know, Bridget McNamara Gentry.
Well, I knew her well. She was my sister's best friend, and I was her brother's best friend in like
mm-hmm.
pre-elementary school. We lived near them. Had a gigantic fucking crush on her for years.
She was very attractive.
Because we had some formative stuff when we were young. I mean,
yeah.
you know. So I would be delighted to see her, but I think it would also be hilarious to be like, oh, she's an adult with like 8 kids now
yeah.
or whatever, as opposed to the... So for
yeah.
me, yeah, I think it would be fun, but also a little weird almost because I had such a big crush on her for years. But I mean, that was early years too. Like, I don't even think in high school, by then it was my past. 10
right.
years ago, I was doing what I'm saying now.
Right.
I was like, I had such a big crush on her.
Right.
So it would be really interesting, but strange.
To be like, how accurate was my crush?
Exactly.
Were my high school crushes equal to my adult
right
who I liked?
Yeah, that's
yeah.
a good one. So what about you?
I didn't know her at all.
Okay.
I knew her. She was like kind of the... she was probably near the top of the like hottest girl in the school.
Yeah, yeah.
She was
hot.
In the mix.
Definitely.
I remember seeing a picture, like it was a postcard at your house
right.
that was like she was getting married, like come to the wedding, but they took the picture in the ocean.
Right.
So her tum-tum was covered because she was having a baby.
Yeah.
And you're like, ooh.
And I mean, since like you said, we could be completely honest, I heard that her husband cheated on her pretty
oh!
early after.
Oh, no.
I think she was pregnant with the kid.
That's horrible.
They reconciled, made it work, and now they have like 3. So
wow.
I think I would be very interested also to be like, how's life?
Yeah.
Because how the fuck do you get past that? But on the other hand, you're already knocked up with the kid.
Yeah.
So, I mean, completely honestly, I would love to be like, what the fuck happened? I couldn't actually say that.
Please explain.
I'd want to know.
Yeah.
And I'd sort of just be like, how's life?
How are you?
Yeah. Really? How are you? So there was that.
All right. Let's see who we know next. Mm-hmm. Brooke Lucassen Brown.
Brooke Lucassen, wasn't she the tall one?
She had red hair.
Red hair. Oh, who? Help me. What else did she do?
That's all she
did. Oh, she had a Jeep.
Opinion. Maybe.
I think that I smoked weed with her once.
That seems likely.
Yeah. I think that she was nice. I don't know her that well.
She was nice.
I'd be like, hey, how's it going?
Yeah,
and I'd probably
too.
Be like, did we smoke weed once together? I mean, I think what I just
and
did now.
Like, oh, who have I not smoked weed with?
Exactly. I'd be like, I remember your Jeep for some reason
did
really
you
well.
Have a Jeep? Yes.
Oh, great. I know she did.
You are you.
That's my point.
Yeah.
And I'd be like, I remember your Jeep as well as I remember you. So, okay.
How about, did you know Christy Cronquist?
I don't know.
I didn't
I recognize.
Either.
Okay, keep going.
Cody Gittman.
Another hot one.
Cody Don Gittman.
Actually, it's funny because we lived near each other. So I think I was briefly friends with her and Chris.
You're
Hiller.
Thinking of Cody Beacon.
Oh, Getman's the guy.
Yeah.
Oh.
He's a man.
Didn't we go to, like, he was another elementary school guy, right?
Maybe.
And he was kind know. Of annoying.
Yeah.
That's all I remember. I mean, he's kind of real, didn't we hang out with him occasionally? I mean, in, like, elementary school, and he was, wasn't he poor? Oh, God.
I
this is
know.
Getting awkward. Okay.
I knew him because he... So I went to these roller rink dates
right.
with my girlfriend in like middle school.
Okay.
And we're like, let's go to the roller rink on Friday. And that constitutes a relationship.
Yep. It did. It did, though. So.
And he went with Katie, who is Nick Noor's wife.
Are you fucking kidding me?
Yes.
You went to fucking rollerblades with Katie?
Yes.
This is the revelation for this.
I know.
I didn't know you fucking knew Katie since middle school.
I knew her in like sixth or seventh grade.
Oh my God. Awesome.
Here's what was crazy. Because okay. I met Nicanor and I was like, well, we're in love.
Right.
But then he's like, I'm married to Katie Strobel. And I was like, what?
The same Katie? Your voice went just high enough. That's unbelievable.
Yeah. And I was like,
wow.
Well, I know who that is.
That's
great
cool.
news.
Yeah.
She was always so practical.
That woman has a head on her shoulders. She is like a Vulcan.
We were in
but not with, she has emotions when she needs them. She's better than a Vulcan.
Yeah.
What's a Vulcan who has emotions when they need them? She's a delight.
A delight.
Katie is great, and she's so good for Nika. She's so level-headed. All right.
We had this incident.
All right.
So I walked home from school like all my life.
I remember. I just told somebody the story about how I would always get a fucking, what are the long chocolate donuts?
Yeah, the long johns.
Every time, even as a kid, I was fat. But not as fat as I am now. But I mean, I could, even before I was a fat kid, I was a fat kid because I'd walk with Peter and I was, I was a special kid who could get a ride for my mom.
Right.
And I would be like, Mom, don't come get me. I'm going to walk with my friend Peter. And then I would reward myself with a fucking Long John.
Right.
Just because we walked the half a mile from middle school to your house.
Right.
And I felt great about
it. And then you'd never come pick you up at my house.
Yeah. Well, fuck you. I'm not going home alone. That was the greatest part. It was so great because I was like, for me, it's an adventure.
Yeah.
You have to walk
I hated
home.
It.
And I don't blame you. For me, I'm like, don't come pick me up. I'm walking.
So there are a few times where... So I had this like middle school girlfriend that
right.
was all imaginary.
Right.
But she came home with me and Katie also came.
Okay.
And one time my mom came home and she was like, I would prefer you didn't have people home with you.
Katie was the one when that happened?
She was there. So then another time they both came home with me.
Right.
But we were
this
all
sounds
outside.
So much sexier than it really is.
I know.
They both came home
nothing
with
happened.
Me. Yeah. And then you had a threesome. Sorry, Nika.
We were both outside kicking leaves around in
right,
the gutter.
Right.
And, you know, my girlfriend was like, maybe we should go inside.
And you were like,
and I was like, I don't
listen.
Know. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And then my girlfriend was like, we could just tell her that, oh, now we learned our lesson. And Katie,
wow.
smart Katie, was like, I think that was a lesson we were supposed to learn last time.
Nice. Listen to this.
Sixth
Katie.
Grade.
Wow. God damn.
She was just like, yeah. I still remember this. I mean, this is fucking 15 years ago.
Awesome.
And she was like, I think we were supposed to learn that lesson last time.
Peter, you learned that lesson from Katie, from your mom
I
and
did.
From Katie. The fact that you still remember this?
The combined mature entities of my mom and Katie.
I just wish that your child, Katie and Nika, that goddamn fucking dog, was a little more responsible. Because you'd think with a mother like Katie, he'd have a little bit more common sense.
One would imagine.
Fuck you, Watson.
All right, should we see who is next?
Yeah.
Danny Sanchez?
Don't remember.
Dominic Baca.
I knew him all the way through, like, I mean, I knew of him. He was friends with, I think, Star. Seemed like a nice enough guy. Wouldn't have shit to say to him.
Me neither.
All right, good.
I don't know him at all.
Okay.
Can't. Daniel Martinez.
Daniel? I don't remember Daniel. Do you?
No.
Is that a misspelling on Facebook?
Edgar Rodriguez.
I hardly remember him. He seemed nice.
Me neither.
All right.
Emily Grant.
Don't remember that person at all.
Heather Redman.
Don't remember a Heather other than the twin.
Heather White.
Don't remember a Heather other than twin.
Jackie Heaton.
I remember her. She seemed nice. But okay.
Should I just skip to someone we know?
Yeah.
Jess Houchins Harms.
I would love to see her again. Because she's another one who I had a crush on, and she lived close enough to me that we hung out. We were only ever friends. I mean, it never went to anywhere. But then I think I was friends with Grant. What's his name?
Crowley.
Yeah, when they dated, and I was jealous. And so I would love to just see this person now after still having these memories of, like, oh, I had a crush on this girl.
Yeah.
And to just see how she looks, how many kids she has. It would be fun. What about you?
Can I tell you a funny story about her?
Yes.
I think it was her.
Okay.
No, it was a different girl. It was Jessica Sprague. But it doesn't matter.
Okay, that's fine.
We were in Driver's Ed together. And we were sitting around.
Okay.
And, you know, we'd been in the Driver's Ed for like 3 weeks. It was like every Thursday.
Right.
4 hours. And she was like, guys, do you think we're like the Breakfast Club? We're all different. But we came together because of Driver's Ed.
Did you pull out your flare gun and shoot it into your locker?
I was just like, what the fuck are you talking about?
Actually, you'd have been the guy. You would have put the gloves on, the motorcycle gloves with
leather,
like,
fingerless gloves.
And then you would have like done the high, the punch up at the end. And then,
don't you forget about me.
Awesome. Awesome.
We had, it was just, she said that and I was like, no.
Right.
But I do think that the movie maker wanted us to think
yeah,
that.
Yeah, that's true.
That's what I think.
Nice. So movies are magic.
Yeah. Right.
That's, and plus, I think I've been, mixed up Houchins with Circle. So I meant my story about Circle. But Houchins, same thing. We were friends for a long time. Actually, I went to one of my first parties where I got to kiss girls because her dad had a hot tub.
Ooh.
Her dad lived right by our house. And we did like 7 minutes in heaven and shit. I mean, that was one of the first. In fact, Peter, you'll remember this story.
Yeah.
We were going to her house when my dad pulled up and yelled at us on my birthday party.
Do you want
to
tell the story?
You tell the story because you have a better.
All right. So there was a big birthday party at Alec's house. And Alec, in the middle schools, was like a real. He was like the gateway to ladies. I would describe him.
Yeah, which is ironic. I want it. Okay, keep going.
His party was 50% ladies, 50% men.
Yeah. I've always had lady friends.
I remember there was a Spice Girls CD playing.
I don't remember that. I'm impressed.
So the men were allowed to stay the night.
Right.
The ladies went home.
Right.
And we decided, you know what? All the ladies are staying at someone's house. So let's go over there. Let's
nice.
Go over there and hang out.
We got it. We had to sneak out.
Yeah, we snuck
this
out.
This was after
the back
hours.
Door.
We were watching Howard
Jump the
Duck. And we decided to stop watching that on our big screen television and jump the fence and go over to Jessica's house.
So we go over there, and it's, I don't know, half mile away.
Yeah.
We're walking. All of a sudden, we didn't get that far.
God.
We got maybe a quarter mile away.
Yeah, I wasn't very far at all. You could see my backyard.
Alec's dad pulls
oh,
up.
Oh, my God.
And decides to have a private yelling session with Alec.
Very private. Nobody
well, we're all standing there. And it was long.
Yeah.
It was pretty intense.
He used to be an asshole.
I mean, we could tell from, we're standing on one side of the street. You guys are on the other side of the street.
Right.
And he's yelling at you. And we're like, what the fuck is going on?
Right.
You come back
over. Oh, this is great.
And you say, you know, He said this, this, and that. And he also said, well, I hope you guys have a good fucking time because you're grounded after
yeah,
this.
Yeah.
Now our friend,
Derek
Malberg, was like, well,
had a huge crush.
Yeah.
Huge crush
on
a girl,
girl
who was there.
Who would be there.
Yep.
And he was like, you know, your dad did say, I hope you have a good time. Maybe that
maybe
means he implied
go.
We should go. And the rest of us were like, are you out of your fucking mind?
13-year-olds.
Clearly, no.
I'm glad I had a reasonable group of friends who was like, oh, this ain't happening.
We need to go home.
Yeah, we need to go back.
This is insane.
I was so dejected. It ruined my night.
Well, he intensely yelled at you, which, to be fair, we were like
sneaking
13,
out with
14,
a bunch of guys.
We snuck out.
That's completely fair.
And he pulled up and saw us all walking down the street.
Right.
At like midnight.
That's fair.
Pretty reasonable to be like.
Be mad.
Stop.
Probably not yell.
Yeah. I hope you have a good fucking time because you're grounded.
Hilarious. But it was pretty hilarious because, Derek really, really wanted to go and made a hilarious point that was inappropriate at the time, even for 13-year-olds.
It was great because we were 13 and he's like, well, maybe we should go. And we were all like, don't be an idiot.
I know.
You're and 13.
Here's another story to that party that, speaking of being a guy who has a lot of guilt and regret, one of my friends who I went to karate with who lived in like Windsor, who wasn't friends with everybody else, came. And I was so glad he came. And I remember he got me a Spider-Man poster because he knew I liked comic books back then. As a nerd, not anymore. And so he was so nice
That's
to show up.
With.
And I tried even then at 13 to sort of like fucking work the crowd.
Yeah.
Even then. But I didn't hang out with him enough. So he called his parents to have them come pick him up because he wasn't having fun.
Yeah.
And I still remember how bad I felt that he was like, I'm just going to go home. And I was like, oh, man, why don't you just, I mean, come on, meet people, mingle, have fun.
Yeah.
And he just left. And I still remember that I felt horrible about that. And I wish I didn't remember.
I remember that party distinctly because I was like, you know what? There were a bunch of people there.
It was a big party.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I was like, there were girls and guys here.
Yeah. We had a trampoline.
I like that.
I know.
Yeah, there was a trampoline.
Nice.
There was a basement.
I know. I didn't ever have, though, it wasn't the kind of party that, like I said, I went to at Jessica's house. Like, we didn't get to, there was no kissing. That came later. That was in the junior high school and the high school where there was a little bit of strip poker.
Yeah.
There was a little bit of excitement. I finally got some play, but not in fucking middle school. I knew all these girls, but I was the fat friend. That didn't work out for me at all.
I was the weird guy.
Yeah.
I was the outsider.
Middle school. You're right. I can remember, you know, I see it. But you know what? High school worked out for us.
It worked fine.
Well, yeah, I wouldn't
he
say
did
well.
Okay.
Yeah, it was okay. So, all right, keep going. We gotta do this. Who was the person that we remember? Oh, Houchins. So yeah, I'd like to see her again. That'd be fun. That's I fun. See her occasionally, though. She's lived in town forever.
I can't scroll my iPhone.
I almost helped him.
Let's see who's next. Katie Triplett.
Wasn't she kind of a bitch?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I have a great story. So.
Okay.
We were in Driver's Ed together.
Mm-hmm. You and her and Jessica Sprague?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And Brett Weigel.
Oh, he dated my sister. Speaking of outsiders, that kid was like the greaser even then.
Yeah.
I mean,
he's like the cool.
But not
outsider.
Cool. Yeah, yeah. He was like.
Dated everybody.
Yeah. But he wasn't like in the cool group. I think he was, funny. Okay, keep going.
So we were in Driver's Ed, and I remember we were sitting in the lobby of the college. It was like a community college,
right?
And that's where we sat, and
we're fucking sitting there,
right. And she's just like, do you guys ever think of us like the Breakfast Club?
You already said this. You told us this. How drunk are you?
Pretty drunk.
we were all sitting there like, no. You already said this. Are you as drunk as I was the night?
Let's move on. Josh Yoder.
I don't remember that person, no, regardless of that last name.
Justin Kleinsorge.
I barely remember that person.
Katie Triplett.
You already did her. You just said that she was.
No, that was Jessica Sprague.
That's true. All right, keep going.
K. Kendall Madden.
I would like to see him because he got me. He like had X-Men number 300 and like elementary school. And it had a shiny cover with Bishop on it.
Yeah.
And I was like, what the fuck is this? And that was one of the first fucking memories of comics I have. He probably doesn't remember that. But also, we went to school together forever. And now, I think he's dating Jessica Sprague.
Weird.
He's on my Facebook friend. And they're like together. And he's all buff. And he's always putting these funny things. And he seems funny. He seems genuinely funny on the Facebook. But I want to see if he's really funny.
Yeah.
Because it's easy to compose funny.
Yeah, when you're like, I have so many characters.
Right.
Let's be careful.
Exactly. But so I'd like to see him. What about you?
I knew him when he was a very small child.
Right. Oh.
I would walk to school with him and his brother, Rocky.
He had a brother named Rocky?
Yeah.
Fucking really?
Yeah.
Awesome.
He had one of those young moms where you're like, oh no.
Totally.
This must be horrible.
Here's what's weird. On the Facebook, his mom will put stuff like, I'm the funny mom or I'm the young mom, and sometimes put like sexually.
Yeah, and you're like, ugh,
yeah.
Can't comment.
I'm like, don't
let's not
do
go
this.
There.
Well, and they seem to be a little too close.
Yeah.
She'll be like, I'm the hot mom, LOL. And I'm like, that's not okay. If your
right.
mom fucking texted you or put on your Facebook, I'm the hot mom, wouldn't you be horrified?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'd be like, no, first of all.
Yeah.
Second of all. You do know this is public, right?
Yeah, you're
everyone's
like,
on there.
I know. You defriend your mom. So they have a weird relationship. But keep going. You walked with him.
I walked to school with him.
Is that all?
I felt like he was a kindred spirit.
Okay.
His parents were divorced.
Okay.
His older brother had BK Knights.
I don't know what that means.
Awesome shoes. That you would win on Nickelodeon Double Dare
awesome.
Or Guts.
Awesome.
They had a secret pocket.
Did your brother have BK Knights?
No, fuck no. We didn't have that shit.
All right. So you'd like to see him too. So this would be a catch. All right.
He's curious.
Yeah.
I heard a whole saga about him in golf scholarship or something.
Oh.
To Hawaii.
I didn't know about any of this.
I didn't either.
Oh. Interesting. See, it'd be fun to see him. We could catch. Okay. So this is one. Kind of wish we would
I'm
have
like,
seen him.
What happened to that
fella? Yeah, I'd like to know.
Me too.
Right on.
Kyle Carbaugh.
We did karate together. He seemed fine.
Let's see. Okay, here's another one. Parker Steinmetz.
I just saw Parker Steinmetz two nights ago.
No!
He's balding a little bit, which is hilarious, because he always had that hawkish head.
Yeah.
He's got the thin, and so now it's got a little bit of the widow's peak.
Yeah.
We didn't get along great in high school because he liked the same girl I liked, which was a mistake, Lori Roberts. So it's so funny because every time I see him now, in my head, first I go, I didn't like you. And then
right.
I'm like, you're fine now. So I would have nothing to say to him negative,
yeah.
But I wouldn't have any. I just, in my head, I would go, I didn't like you.
Right.
And then I'd be like, hey, how's it going?
Hey, Parker Steinmetz.
I
didn't know him well.
He seems fine.
Yeah, he seems.
Oh, he also actually, I think, dated Heather, the twin, whom I also had quite the thing for, and that actually went, you know, was more
one of the Osmussen twins.
Yeah, I couldn't tell them apart.
Yeah, me neither.
And that became a problem when I fooled around with one.
You know what though?
Hmm.
They were annoying because they were like,
yeah.
"Here's the thing: we're twins. We're both blonde.
Right? We have the same goddamn first
clothes.
Letter. I know. Cut your hair a little differently."
Do something.
I mean, come on.
Don't trade clothes. Don't take the
They
same
liked
classes.
It, man. They liked it.
They like to be like, oh, you don't know the real me.
Yeah, and then they got mad when you didn't know, and I was like, listen, you're twins. I mean, if you were just fucking sisters, like sister, the black twins.
All right. Yeah, Tia and Tamara.
Wow. All right, keep going.
Sean Honorato.
I would love to see Sean.
Me too.
He and I were best friends before you and I were best friends.
Yeah.
He had a nice family.
Yeah.
We watched that movie with the dinosaurs, Jurassic Park.
Yeah.
I always defended him when people said he was gay because not there's anything wrong with that. I didn't think he was gay. So people were like, oh, he's a faggot. And I was like, fuck you. He's not. And then I learned later that he's a flaming homosexual. Again, nothing wrong with that. But I was like, first of all, how the fuck is my gaydar so off?
Yeah.
And second of all, wow.
Yeah.
And I'd just love to see him. I'd love to catch up. I see Aaron all the time,
right.
his friend, the
his
gal,
friend.
In Greeley. Yeah. I'd love to fucking see Sean. I'd be like, how's it going? What are you doing? I'd
He's
love to
see nice.
Sean. He was
always
a,
nice.
That's what we were best friends. He was a great goddamn guy. Love to see him.
Stephanie Ortega.
I don't really remember that.
Tim Ikenoy.
That, oh God. How I'd love to see him because of some revelations that came to light from a certain friend of ours who also went to high school with us after certain things went down with said friend. So
elaborate.
Wait. Oh, I'm talking about, wait, which one am I talking about? Barr? I'm not going to elaborate on that.
I have
one.
No idea.
Okay. Tim Ikenoy is the one who, he was a bigger guy, right? And he was, he went to the church thing with him. He was like, come to this thing with me. I didn't know it was church. And then it turned out to be like a youth thing.
Could
and
be.
Even then, I wasn't churchy, and I was like, awkward. He seemed nice. Wasn't he in Boy Scouts with us, too?
Probably.
Yeah. I'd like to, that's fine. I mean, I could give or take. What about you?
Yeah. I remember going to his house. I spent the night. I rode the bus to school. There's a kid with boogers in his nose.
Was it you?
No.
You weren't that kid.
I saw him, and I was like, I hate the bus.
You're drunk as fuck.
I'm real drunk.
How the fuck did this happen?
I don't know.
Wow. Keep going. We'll finish
boogery,
up soon.
Boogery nose.
We got to finish soon.
I know.
Because you're fucking hammered.
It's like 9 o'clock, and I'm like,
I know. This has been a long cast. What time does that say? 2 hours?
1 hour and 45 minutes.
You just, let's finish. Let's just say goodbye.
Okay.
Let's just say it would have been interesting. I feel like I'm friends with all the people that I want to be friends with from high school. Ryan's coming back in a week. You got to get hammered with us.
Ooh, yeah.
Colin Lindemeyer's a fucking Honorato. Mensch. Peter and I, still damn good friends.
Yeah.
I don't need to fucking see anybody else from high school. It'd be nice, but fuck it. I didn't want to go.
Me too. You know, I was like, I'm friend with Alec.
You're friend with Alec.
Friend. I'm friends with Ryan. I'm friends with, that's a bit. That's about it.
You're still, I say you and Colin are friends, even though
we're
we
friends.
All.
Yeah. We're cordial.
Same birthday.
I like him.
He's a good guy.
I feel like I like him more than he likes me.
That's not true.
And
we both.
He
says the
like
same
he likes
thing
me
about
more
you.
Than I like him.
We put that in your heads, and I apologize. He's awesome.
So, that's why we didn't go to reunion.
It wasn't. It wouldn't have been worth it.
All right.
All right.
Super loaded. Good night.
You're so fucking happy. I realized that you fucking repeated the same fucking story. Sometimes I dream. I was like, is he joking? Awesome. Is it from all the fucking whiskey?
Yeah.
Oh, it's a stupid question. I don't know.